much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I cannot believe this stuff is on the radio. I'm sorry. I've got to collect myself because this is what our youth is being subjected to.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Just water, please. You off the sauce? Nope, just need some water. My dehydrated vagina has struck again.
Excuse me?
Her vagina's thirsty.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, that's right. Your vagina's perfect. It's the most vagical place on earth.
We've been at brunch for 45 seconds, and you've said vagina 4 times.
Vagina.
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 7.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Uh-oh. Oh,
well, I can't feel sad, but here's my best approximation of human crying.
And now.
And I'm a Sagittarius, which is why I'm so good with people and horses, but it also makes me, like, really sleepy.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday, the 5th of December.
What's up, you guys? Allie, how are you feeling?
I am on the mend.
Yeah?
Coming back strong.
You were barely hanging on by your fingernails on Friday, man.
That sounded sort of like a question.
Sort of
like you're talking yourself into it.
Friday and Saturday weren't pleasant. Mm-hmm. Sunday, yesterday, upswing.
All right.
I'm getting there.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
But Dave needs to be burned at the stake,
yeah,
right?
It's all Dave's fault.
It's totally Dave.
Totally Dave's fault.
Stupid Dave.
Ugh. Hawking up phlegm into a trash can? Who does that?
No, it's not. It's your fault.
How is it Allie's fault that Dave hawked up phlegm into a trash can and then infected the whole building?
Because she has different symptoms. And she's not licking it.
How
I didn't hawk it in hers.
Allie, weren't you coughing up phlegm this weekend?
I was coughing up so much phlegm.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you the color.
Well,
I can tell you the consistency.
Don't need that kind of detail, thank you.
All right, okay.
All
That's
good?
Just because you have a weak immune system.
I certainly do. That happens when people have cancer. Oh, that took a turn, didn't it? Feeling kind of bad.
I'm sorry, what, Dave? We missed that last one.
I said, oh.
Pretty sure he said so.
No, that was a cough.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
We're losing her again.
I start to laugh. Some of the phlegm gets loose.
All right.
Well, you don't have to worry. Your phlegm is safe during this morning show, then.
A lot of flying phlegm today. Not excited about that, I got to be honest.
Good band.
Right.
Good band. Speaking of phlegm and being sick and whatnot, I'm about at the end of my patience for the videos of the people who get their wisdom teeth out and then they're on the... What do they give you? The hydrocodone or whatever they give you? The laughing, the anesthesia. It makes you all loopy when you come out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I'm about over those.
Really? You don't enjoy it?
Does somebody force you to watch them?
No,
yeah,
but
the loop.
They're hard to avoid. But anyway, there's another one in the news. There's no video involved in this one, but this one a lot of people were enjoying over the weekend. So I'll share it with you and see what you guys think. This is a 19-year-old. She had her wisdom teeth out. Her name is Abby Jo Hamily. And the medication that she was on made her kind of loopy like they do. And she realized she had a paper due. And she was very concerned about that because she wasn't really feeling like she was in the state of mind where she could actually do her best college quality work. So she emailed her teaching assistant, and the letter has become very popular because, like I said, she wrote it on drugs.
Sweet.
His name is Kevin, by the way, so you make of that what you will.
Sure.
I believe that I remember you said – oh, yeah. There's nothing but words misspelled in this thing, which makes it even funnier. I believe that I remember you said we, as us students, would be able to send you – our papers for classes for you to look over before we turn them in to Colin if we got them to you by the 22nd of November. I unfortunately got my wisdom teeth sliced outra, and I have not been reacting very well to the surgery nor the medication I was given, so I do not think that I will be able to have my paper finished by Tuesday at all. Is to hear any way I would be able to send you my paper at a later date. I want to do very good on this paper, because I like to do well in my classes. But as a 19-year-old, I like to do well at my classes. Please, sir, I worked very hard and thought that I would be able to finish it on Tim, but my doctor said I will most likely not be normal again until at least Thanksgiving turkey. If you say no, that is okay, but I would be sad, and I would really like it if you said yes. Thank you, Kevin, my dude.
My dude.
She closes it with, thank you, Kevin, my dude. Abby Joe, P.S., I will answer your questions in class forever so there is not any more awkward silence, and I will buy you Expo markers that work, even though our tuition should pay for markers that work. I love you. Bye. That's how she ended it.
So she's how are you good. Tired of that? That's awesome.
It's so good.
Is it? Is
it
so good?
It's yes. so good. And then he responded to her on Twitter because people were like, I don't know if this is real. And he's like, it's real. My dude.
He said, yeah. So she puts that out and said, I emailed my philosophy TA while I was high on hydrocodone. I'm dead. And then he wrote back and said, I am her TA. This is 100% true, by the way.
That's funny.
And here's what Kevin, the TA, wrote back to her. Hi, Abby. This email was a bit unorthodox. Should I assume that this is the result of some of those wisdom teeth meds? As it stands, I actually said that the date to get me a draft of your paper is the 28th, so you have another week. You've got time.
Wow.
P.S. I hope your spelling is better in your paper. So once a teacher, always a teacher. I love that at some point she woke up after the medicine started to wear off, and she realized that she had said, thank you, Kevin, my dude, and yeah. I love you, bye.
Yeah.
To her TA.
That's not ideal.
So it looks like a happy ending. It looks like he understood what was going on and everything's going to be fine. And she didn't have that that deadline for her paper. So it seems like a win-win.
I love Abby. She's great.
If it seems like a win-win and we love Abby, then what? Mm-hmm. Why do you – you're tired of him.
Yeah, it's just – you know.
You even liked that story. You did.
I thought I'd share it with you guys because I thought you might enjoy I got no time for Abby and her nonsense. Okay. Suck it up, Abby.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I wish it were up to me, because the answer would be no, and all of this would be over.
We have a new feature called Kevin and Bean Christmas Court.
Oh.
Which we will do today. Very excited about that. Bean sounded surprised.
Yes, I forgot what we
that
did.
That worries me a bit. Okay. We check in with TMZ like we do on Mondays.
Wait a minute. You mean we're going to talk to Harvey Levin, the man who the president-elect of the United States tweeted last night and called a great man?
We're going
to
talk to Mike Walters.
Okay, because Harvey Levin is now a great man, so he can't.
Probably will never talk to us again.
Probably not.
I mean, I wouldn't if I were him.
Donald Trump tweeted that Harvey Levin was a great man. That happened last night.
Well, yeah, I did a puff piece on him. Of course, he's a great man.
Do you guys?
What are you not getting?
Do you guys think that our friend Harvey Levin, that we've known for all these years, is going to end up on the Supreme Court?
That would be amazing.
Seriously.
That's a hell of a jump.
He's a lawyer.
Right.
Donald Trump loves him.
Right.
What if he ends up on the Supreme Court?
I mean, don't they usually take judges?
They don't have to. There's no requirement at all.
But don't they usually?
They usually do, yeah.
Somebody that's been a judge for one day in his life?
But Harvey Levin.
Right.
I'm just saying it'd be weird.
You'd be like, who wore it better? Defendant or a candidate?
It would be weird.
Yeah.
We've got a brand new...
He would go from the People's Court to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're very excited about that.
It just occurred to me that might happen.
Right.
No, it won't.
It won't. Brand new Trump date today. We've got Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network talking about this weekend's action. And we've got, this week, Almost Acoustic Christmas tickets on the floor for both nights.
Yeah!
So that is coming up as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:53.
Oh, these people.
What? What people?
What people?
Dave's in the bleh, yeah. Putting spewed him in the trash can.
Yeah, that's gross.
Spewed him in the trash can, by the way. It's a new album I just dropped. I hope you all pick it up. You got Ally McHack over here.
Right.
Looks like she just stepped out of a ward.
I mean, you're talking about my looks, and that's not nice.
And
I don't feel
mugs,
great.
Beer mugs in there walking around going, bleh. I'm like, what's up with you? It's like, oh, I've just been fighting something for the past week. Stop coming into work. I'm going to get a sweet, sweet couple days off coming this holiday season. I would like to enjoy them, not from an oxygen tent.
You do sit right next to Dave, and that doesn't help you, I don't think.
Then I got Hacky McKay over here. What's wrong with people? Don't come to work with your illnesses.
We need to get paid, so.
They're called sick days.
It's all about that paper.
Take them.
We need
use them or lose them.
We need money.
They don't roll over.
pay for our family.
I'll have a bake sale for your family.
Oh, my kids.
Whatever you need, all your kids.
Christmas tree is her family.
I will donate to all your kids. Don't bring your sickness in.
I'm fine.
You're not fine.
I'm fine.
Look, Ralph is a doctor, Allie. He knows. Listen to him, all right?
Look, I'm not a doctor, but it doesn't... You don't have to be a doctor to know. If you're sick, you don't go to a lot of places where other people are. They knew that, like, in the Stone Age. Og have thing on face. Shun him. Put him in cave. You would separate the sick from the well.
It's
on.
Yeah.
People. Right?
Right.
Ugh,
right.
They're the worst.
But mostly
Planet
Dave,
would be
though.
So much better
mostly
without people.
Mostly Dave, right? We could all agree on that.
Well, yeah. I mean.
Shut up.
Hey, it's 5:55. It is Monday. And it's time for our first look at the showbiz beat. Here's the very healthy Ralph Garman.
For the time being... It's a ticking clock now. I know there's just a time bomb virus inside me.
Tick-tock.
It is Monday morning. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Boy, people love grass skirts, right? I've always said that.
I've never heard you say that once.
Moana. $28.4 million made it number one for the second week in a row. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Was number two.
Kevin, you go see that again?
I didn't know. Although I would.
Starting to make sense?
A little, yeah.
Okay, I know there's a circus full of beasts. I got that much. I understood that much.
I feel like 3 to 5 more times and I'll be good.
What? How many rooms are in the suitcase with all the beasts? How do they fit them all in there? It's like my pockets. There's no end to the room in the pockets.
I want Kevin to do the DVD commentary track on all movies.
Me too. Arrival was third. Allied and Doctor Strange were your top five movies at the box office. Then Trolls, Hacksaw Ridge, Bad Santa 2, Incarnate, the new horror film. The only new movie in the top 10 debuted with $2.7 million. That was number 9. And then Almost Christmas. Rounding out your top 10 movies at the box office. Speaking of movies, a lot of controversy over the weekend as Friday was announced that Amy Schumer is reportedly in talks to play the lead in the new Barbie movie over at Sony Pictures. Yeah, wait for it. Here's the twist in the film. Barbie, the movie, features an imperfect Barbie doll who has to leave Barbie Land because she doesn't fit in with the Barbie look, and then she has to enter the real world and deal with that after coming out of Barbie Land. I bet she learned an important lesson about life and love by the time it's all said and done.
So it's Barbie Land,
right? It's where she leaves. So Barbie.
Well, Kevin, where do you think Barbie lives?
Amy Schumer as someone who doesn't fit in Barbie Land. Mm. So she has to come here in the real world.
Look, she wrote Trainwreck, and that was real, real funny.
Okay.
So I'd give her the benefit of the doubt that she can pull this off.
Someone did one good thing once. Doesn't
well,
mean,
I'm just
they,
saying.
Doesn't mean they'll be good forever.
I think I'd roll the dice on her as well.
Yeah, she's a very talented, funny lady, and maybe she's got an angle on it, and maybe it'll be all right.
This premise is already tissue thin. You're making a Barbie movie that really isn't about Barbie. You're just slapping the name on it because it's a $3 billion franchise.
I think she'll make it funny.
It's like calling a movie Toast.
That sounds good, too.
Go on.
And it's
I'm
really,
in.
And it's really not...
I forgot his
ticket. And it's really not about the bread that goes into the toaster. It's more about the jam that's on the side of the counter down the end.
That nobody wants.
That nobody really wants or is interested in that story. You called it toast. I would like to know about the toast, please. All right.
I'd like to see that one as well.
We'll see what happens. Hey, while we're talking about movies, get your calendars out. Warner Brothers has announced that their upcoming Aquaman solo film starring Jason Momoa...
And now, a breaking news bulletin!
...will be in theaters. We have a release date, October 5th.
Keep going.
I pressed the cuff button.
Doesn't matter if you press the cuff button.
And I lowered my face away from you.
The cuff is so voluminous that it filled this room and it got to everyone else's microphone with your giant hack.
They need one of those masks for her that covers her mouth and nose.
That'd be big.
And now, breaking news bulletin.
You need one of those dry cleaning bags that you pull over your head.
That's actually very dangerous.
Tape around.
Very dangerous.
With
I could
duct
die.
Tape around the neck.
I could die. I'm sure you don't realize that you're saying it.
Aquaman, the movie.
Aquaman, October 5th.
Will be released on October 5th, 2018.
Yay!
2018. So mark your calendars. October 5th, 2018 is
the
release
date. Well, that's not next year.
No, it sure isn't. 2 years away.
Aquaman.
Don't forget, Amber Heard will play his wife, Mira.
I think she's the best actress in the world. I think that's great casting if they don't make her all slutty and evil.
Boy, Nick.
Check in with him, see if he's doing all right.
I got a bunch of tweets from Nick.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Excellent. Last night, he is all in on Westworld. He thinks it's the best show in the world.
Well, sure, he's like you. It's about hot robots that have sex with losers.
Because that's what winners do.
Right?
Today's celebrity birthdays. Comedian Margaret Cho is 48 years old today.
She's dumb.
Jessica Paré, the lovely and talented actress Jessica Paré. You may remember her as Don Draper's wife in Mad Men. Or you may not.
I very much remember her. She's very much. And I love her.
She's 34 years old today. And actor Frankie Muniz.
He's Malcolm. He's in the middle. Not racist cars.
He's 31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This Star Wars thing turns out to be popular, you guys.
What?
I'm afraid so. And Rogue One, a Star Wars story, is opening up everywhere on December the 16th. But we have tickets right now that you can win to see the thing in IMAX 3D and be qualified to go to the world premiere at the Pantages Theater on December the 10th. How about that? We're looking for Star Wars fans right now, bright and early on this Monday morning, who want to see Rogue One.
Yes, we need your best Star Wars impression from any of the movies.
Oh, no.
Your best Star Wars impression from any of the movies, 1-800-520-1067.
This is why you fail.
That was great.
For example, that's a really good one.
Whoever that Yoda lady is, right. You can do 3PO and R2-D2. You can do Jabba the Hutt. You can do
I'd like to hear R2-D2.
Ralph does a good one, too.
Yeah, whatever. We want to hear your Star Wars impression. Someone will win tickets for, or maybe we have three passes to the Star Wars, a Rogue One, a Star Wars story in IMAX 3D. Call now 1-800-520-1067. All right, it's Monday morning. About that time, we go to the newsroom at TMZ.com. The boss man, Harvey Levin, is off today, but we have Mike Walters on the phone. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, long time. No talk to you guys.
It has been a while. Which black T-shirt are you wearing today? One of your favorites?
V-neck.
Okay, good. Good luck on you, Mike. Hey,
you got some... belly's a little bigger on Monday, you know? So you have to kind of, like, improvise there.
Sure. That makes sense. You got some great stuff up on the site we want to get to in a second. But first, we have to ask, since Harvey and Donald Trump are boyfriend and boyfriend now, is he even more insufferable than ever before because the president-elect loves him so much?
Well, people are asking me, you know, Harvey doesn't vacation that often because Harvey is a very hard worker.
Right.
But now people are saying, well, where is he? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't really know where Harvey is, to be honest.
Yeah, he doesn't really.
Well, he's probably trying to be Secretary of State. So yeah, maybe. Maybe he's overseas talking to world leaders. I don't know.
He could be smoothing out that problem with Taiwan right now. I mean, who knows what they might ask Harvey to do.
Yeah, exactly.
I tried to start a rumor this morning that Harvey's going to maybe end up being on the Supreme Court. What do you think about that?
I think he practiced law for about 6 months, and I'm not sure he knows. He's a lawyer, but I'm not sure how much law he actually knows.
All right, so good. So thumbs up.
This will be the last time we talk to Mike.
All right, Mike, well, I don't know where you want to start today, but how about some good news? Tell me that Kanye West is doing better since he got released from the hospital before the weekend, please.
Well, he is, and actually, you know, our site's filled with this right now where there's some fun stuff and some not-so-fun stuff. Kanye West, look, the reality is, the good news is he's doing better. He's out of the hospital. He's receiving outpatient treatment by some doctors. You know, the bad part is that when you look at what happened with Kanye West was in the hospital for 8 days for psychosis. And, you know, look, if you know anyone that has any kind of mental illness, when you're hospitalized for that long, there is some serious issues here. And I know that all of us, I love Kanye West, I love his music, and all of us want to listen to the rants and the stuff and know that, you know, the kid's a genius, so a lot of it is he's talking from a place where of experience and the culture behind it and all of that. But, you know, look, we are told there's some medication that he was taking for some of this stuff that went off and taking the dosage and erratic, you know, taking of the medication, which is what caused him this big problem. And so I can tell you, look, I mean, when it first happened, they said, look, Kanye is not sleeping. He's severely dehydrated. But we are told it was simply fixed when he was in the hospital by, you know, getting the medication right.
We always feel like it's such a dumb question. We brought this up with Dr. Jupinski on our show before, too, Mike, is how does somebody get dehydrated to the point where they have to be in the hospital? Look, it's not like he was dropped in the middle of the Sahara. He has access to liquid, right?
Yeah, yes. I think what happens is, and I have a little experience with this personally, but what happens is, if you know anyone that has these conditions, especially bipolar or ADHD, some of these things that when the medications themselves severely dehydrate you, it's not necessarily the water.
That's a side effect.
Yes, exactly. The medication, dehydration is a side effect. Also, not sleeping is a side effect. And the only reason, and look, we try to be careful on people's private medical issues, but Kanye West openly raps in this newest album, Pablo, about taking Lexapro, which is an antidepressant.
Right.
He openly talks about, he even says one line, if you know the song, he says, I'm crazy, but he says, so are a lot of geniuses. And actually, look, I agree with him. There's a lot of geniuses out there that were, you know, had some mental issues.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Kanye clearly raps about treating them with medications in his album. And those medications he's talking about can do the two biggest issues he's had in the last month.
That is really – that you're the first person in all the years that I've wondered about that exhaustion and dehydration who's ever put two and two together. Thank you for that, Mike. All right, let's close with something that's kind of fun. And I love that you have video of this up at TMZ.com. And this is R. Kelly. R. Kelly in concert,
so fun.
In Detroit doing a Christmas show. What happened?
Yeah. We put this near the Kanye thing. So if you wake up Monday morning, you get to watch this. And when you're depressed on Monday morning. So R. Kelly had a concert in Detroit on Friday night, 12 Nights of Christmas. And as you would expect, R. Kelly's shows are a little different. There's some sexual stuff at his shows. And the greatest part about this video, you got to go to the website and watch it. But R. Kelly, at one point in his show, and I think he does this a lot, he asks for the crowd to help. And a young lady in the front row is wiping him down with a towel.
Yeah.
And in the nether regions.
All over his pants.
Over his pants. And part of it, he says, he's singing, actually, to touch him in that direction. And then he says, grab it, and the lady grabs it.
Yeah.
And the problem is Kanye, R. Kelly's so shocked by the grab, even though he asked for it. And it is the greatest reaction
she grabbed a little too hard, and you can just the panic that comes.
She grabbed real hard.
The panic that comes over a guy when that happens is just, I might die right
and
now.
And there's a delayed reaction, too, because I've watched it.
R. Kelly, I think, is okay with it being grabbed, mm-hmm. but you're right. Once you go a little too rough, then R. Kelly reacts.
I've watched it about nine times so far, just trying to figure out why there was such a delay. But that makes sense. Like, you're not quite feeling it with the...
I like how you guys are doing a radio show and Allie's watching that nine times.
I'm very busy. That's I'm very busy here.
She's
research.
Got stuff to do. You don't know how true that is, Mike. All right. Mike Walters, TMZ News Director, thank you so much for your time. Look for TMZ throughout the day on Fox Channel 11 today. TMZ Live at 4 p.m. TMZ Sports airing Monday through Friday at midnight on Fox Sports 1. And, of course, if you have friends and relatives coming into town for the holidays, why not get them a ticket for the TMZ tour at TMZ.com. Mike, have a great week, sir. Thanks for coming on.
You guys, too. See ya.
Rogue One, a Star Wars story in IMAX 3D for you right now here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, you're qualified to win passage to the world premiere to see The Thing at the Pantages Theater days and days and days before it opens on the 16th. You get to see it on the 10th if you are the grand prize winner. We're doing this with a game we like to call Star Wars Impressions.
Star Wars Impressions, Star Wars Impressions, Star Wars Impressions.
Mmm, a good impression you must have to win tickets to... One Rogue.
Nice, Omar. Yelling at DJ Omar Khan coming through. Now, Allie, do you do any Star Wars impressions besides your Yoda that has become world famous?
I mean, no. I nailed that one, and I feel like
don't discount the Yoda. Let's hear that.
This is where you fail.
Okay. All right. See? You got it.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
So we're looking for your Star Wars impressions from any of the Star Wars movies. So it can be from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or even Rogue One if you want to be bold. But we're taking your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. And we have three pairs of passes to see the film in IMAX 3D. And you all qualify for the premiere. So I guess we'll do a drawing at the end. But let's hear what everybody's got.
All right. Let's start with Yolanda in Duarte. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You're going to do what impression for us?
The screaming
R2-D2. The screaming R2-D2. Okay.
He does get upset sometimes. Yeah, he does. I like to hear that.
My all right. favorite part in all the movies.
All right. Let's hear it.
Okay.
That was really more of the Yolanda from Duarte screaming, wasn't it?
Well, you hold on.
All right, you're not technically eliminated yet.
I mean, technically she's in the drawing.
She is right. In the drawing, yes.
Tina in Canoga Park. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Hi there. What impression are you going to do for us?
I have Chewy.
Chewy, okay.
Chewy. Okay.
Let's hear it.
Now, that was just you gargling, right? That's all that was.
I don't feel like this is... There, no one has hit it out of the park yet.
I love all these people.
I do, too. Let's go to Cameron in Alhambra. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Well, pretty great so far.
What impression are you going to do?
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. Ooh,
Darth
okay.
Vader, tough one.
All right, just Cameron.
Luke, I am your father.
You're pretty good right up until you talked. I got to be honest. I thought your reading was pretty awesome.
Hold on.
And the talking, you're no James Earl Jones. But thank you for playing. Please hold on. You're in the drawing.
Let's go to Dane in North Hills. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi. You're going to do what impression for us?
Lando Calrissian.
All right.
Ooh, love it.
Well, hello there, Miss Allie McKay. If you could stop hawking up a wampa lung, then maybe you could join us among the clouds.
Wow, check him out. Personalizing it.
I accept your invitation.
Yeah, it's very smooth. Okay. All right, Dade, well done, sir. Hang on, please.
Let's go to Ryan in Los Angeles. Hi, Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Oh. Hey, what's going on?
Was that a lightsaber I just heard? What's happening right now? Ryan, not you're it. On the air, dude.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, well, we're doing Star Wars impressions, and you called in with who?
Oh, I'm doing it right now. Okay, cool. I'm in it.
I mean,
let's try Paolo from Huntington Beach up next on line 6.
I mean, come
I'm
on.
I'm sorry. I can't even with Ryan.
Right?
I can't.
Paolo, hi.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. How's it going, Kevin?
Good. Thank
okay,
you.
Now, so here's a man who understands how the telephone works.
What impression are you going to do for us this morning?
I'm going to do Admiral Akbar.
Okay, good.
All right, y'all ready for this?
Yes, sir.
It's a trap!
All right, that was really more Ed Asner than it was Admiral Akbar.
I like it.
All right,
let's go to Matt in Long Beach. Hi, Matt.
Good morning.
What impression are you going to do for us?
C-3PO.
All right. Here's
Hello,
Matt.
Hello, I'm C-3PO, human-cyborg relation. How might I serve you?
I mean, okay.
I mean, those are words that
those are words that he would use,
right? Right. All right. How about one more, you guys?
Let's go to Art. Hi, Art.
What up?
We are doing Star Wars impressions. What do you got for us?
I think I could pull off a Yoda.
Yoda, okay.
Do or do not. There is no draw.
Wow.
That actually sounded a little bit like a character.
Yeah.
A little bit.
In contrast to all of the other ones.
Right. The other ones were really more interpretations than they were impressions, I think. All right. Yolanda, Tina, Cameron, Dane, Paolo, Matt, and Art, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for calling. We got three winners to see the film Rogue One, A Star Wars Story in IMAX 3D, and you're all eligible for the grand prize drawing for the premiere at the Pantages on December the 10th. The film opens up everywhere December 16th. Allie, who are our winners, please?
Tina, Matt, and Art.
Yeah.
Congratulations, thanks for playing the game.
Star Wars impressions, Star Wars impressions, Star Wars impressions.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
1 hour from right now, by the way, we're going to be looking for your phone calls for sold out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016, which, by the way, is this weekend.
Oh.
At the Forum, December 10th and 11th, and we're talking about tickets to both shows on the floor.
Never
Please
make
don't
that
ever
noise.
Make that sound again.
Please
ever.
Don't.
That is 1 hour from right now. Here on the
See? His R2-D2's real good.
You should have called in, Ralph.
We had a good group, I thought. Did you?
I love how you thought. I love your thoughtage.
Ralph, do you feel pretty secure in your job as guy who does impressions once you hear the people who call our show?
Look, here's the thing about impressions, and people talk to me about it all the time. I don't do particularly good impressions.
You do,
but I can do a lot of impressions okay. That's my niche, is that I am able to do a lot of them just okay.
I can do none of them at all.
Right. So people say, oh, I want to do that. How do you do that? I always tell them, it's nothing really. I don't think you can learn. It's like a party trick. It's like being double jointed or being able to touch your tongue to your nose. It's something you just do at a party to make people laugh. But it's not a thing to be coveted.
Ellie was just trying to touch her tongue to her nose.
No, almost no one can. That's why it's a party trick. Because when someone can, you're like, holy moly, look at that.
Yeah. So then it's the party just moves to a different area.
It's hard, but it's not really something you can take credit for. Like, oh, I do impressions. It just means that you've got some freak gene or something. You're just some mutant. So right. Don't feel bad if you came up short.
But you definitely have some connection and you're able to hear what an actor's voice sounds like or a singer's voice or whatever and know how to make that sound with your mouth, though. That's a skill you've learned honed over the years.
It's a thing. Like I said, it's an anomaly. It's a birth defect. Because I was doing it when I was a little kid. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah.
It's a birth defect.
It is. It's like some weird mutagen that happens in your head and voice that just things just happen. But when people say, oh, I want to learn how to do that, I don't even know if you can. I think it's just a thing. Or it's a thing you have or you don't.
What was your favorite impression when you were a kid? What was your go-to?
Scooby. Scooby was large. Okay. Yogi Bear, also a big hit.
Sure.
Oh. Yeah. A lot of the cartoon characters I would do.
You get all the chicks?
Porky Pig was also just a crush at lunchtime. let's go in the jungle gym. Be like, you're the best. You're our king. They would say never. They all walked away from me.
Anyone has ever said that.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, Christmas thing is coming up. But it's Monday morning, Ralph is here. Time for the show to see.
Finally, it happened.
Stroke.
We all.
Is that what I sound like?
The stroke wow. We've all been seeing coming down the tracks like a train.
Bean, you okay?
I was just trying to say that faster than I was able to. This is the problem there.
Welcome to my world, sir.
Now it's time for the Showbiz Beat here.
That's another big hit. Hey, boo-boo! A picnic basket! All the hits. It's Monday morning. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Moana, mo problems, right?
No one says that.
Oh. Moana did very well for itself, $28.4 million in its second week. Kept it at number one. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them came in at number two with $18.5 million. The rest of the top five shakes out like this: Arrival, Allied, and Doctor Strange. Then at number six, you have Trolls, Hacksaw Ridge, Bad Santa 2, Incarnate, the new horror film. It was the only new movie on the top 10 list this weekend. $2.7 million made it number nine, and then Almost Christmas. Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher revealed the name of their newborn baby boy. The baby arrived last week, and now they're letting everyone know his name is Dimitri. Dimitri Portwood Kutcher.
Portwood?
Portwood, I'm assuming, is a family name. But Dimitri, I think, is kind of cool. Mila, of course, has a Slavic background to her, so it all ties together. By the way, they said that they are not going to post any photos of the baby on social media because Ashton said he wants his kids to make their own choices about life in the public eye. If they want to be seen, they want to be photographed, whatever, that's going to be their choice to make when they're old enough to make it. But until then, they're keeping their kids out of the publicity machine, and I think that's
all right.
To their credit. I know Mila a little bit from Family Guy. I see her all the time over there when we're recording Family Guy. So we've got to know each other over the years, and she is just one of the most down-to-earth, cool, smart, well-grounded people.
She seems like
it. She's like one of the coolest people.
So I think these kids are in good shape with her as a mom. I think she's going to take real good care of them, so it's nice to hear.
I have to tell you, Ralph, and I know this happens from time to time where you love a name, and then it gets ruined by one person, and then you can't ever think of that name the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys remember the caller? He didn't call to us. It was a viral video of the guy named Dimitri. This guy?
I am single.
Oh, yes.
Meeting women. I mean, women approach me 6-7 times a day. but I'm very particular about what I like.
That guy.
Yes.
Once you hear that guy, you can't ever think of the name Dimitri the same.
Totally
because I
forgot
just
about that.
Cool.
It was from some dating website or something, right? He was contacting the woman, and she posted that phone message he left for her. You will be lucky to be with me if you're with me, because women love me very much.
Let the romance begin.
Here's my favorite.
I'm completely single. I'm very intelligent. I'm great in bed. I make great money. Believe it or not, I'm a complete catch. There's nothing wrong with me.
Nothing.
Matter of fact, I'm one of the few men in the city that has nothing wrong with him.
And he was serious.
Yeah.
Serious.
Allie, how'd you miss him?
I don't know.
How great is he?
What city?
I think it was somewhere in Canada, I want to say. Doesn't that sound right to you guys? Like it was in Toronto?
I don't remember.
We may have to revisit Dimitri. It's been a long time since we talked about him, but it was amazing when that happened.
I am a complete catch. I am one of the few men who has nothing wrong with them. Really, Dimitri? Speaking of other men who have nothing wrong with them, Donald Trump's in the news. President-elect Donald Trump. He was watching Saturday Night Live again this weekend. Maybe
he can't stop.
Maybe just not watch, Donald. Maybe that would be the answer
to your problem. I don't think that's
possible.
Mm-mm. He can't.
I don't think he could
not. If someone is talking about him, not only can he not watch, yeah, but he can't help himself but respond.
Yeah.
They did a sketch. I don't know if you saw Saturday Night Live this weekend, but it was a very funny cold open where they did a sketch about Donald Trump's tweeting. But how he was retweeting 16-year-olds and lunatics with infidel avatars on. I mean, these
all
were actual. And they kept saying during the sketch, this really happened. They would, like, face the camera.
They didn't have to write jokes anymore.
Yeah. And it was very funny. And it was all about his inability to not tweet. And so he responded to the show by tweeting about it. The snake is eating its tail. Yeah. He said he tried to watch the show, but it's unwatchable. Adding, the Baldwin impersonation just can't get any worse. Oh, I think it can get a lot worse. Alec Baldwin, by the way, tweeted back to Trump, release your tax returns and I'll stop. Ha, he tweeted. So it's going to be a long 4 years, boys and girls, but I think we're getting a lot of Alec Baldwin. I think we're getting a lot of that.
Sure. Did you see the other thing about Donald Trump and Twitter this weekend is all the people who are now trying to get him to block him? Because that's Donald Trump's thing now, is he blocks people if they are too mean to him on Twitter.
It's a badge of honor now if you
can
get Trump
become a badge of honor,
to block you. So we'll see if Alec Baldwin earns that badge or not. And while we're talking about presidents, Kevin, this is just for you. I know you'll be very happy.
Yes.
Here's an opportunity for you, finally, to fulfill a lifelong dream.
Okay.
You can own your own life-sized wax statue of a famous president. The Hall of Presidents and First Ladies Museum in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, is closing its doors after 60 years.
Wait, I thought those were so great that they would have people in there all day, every day.
Well, for 60 years they did, Kevin.
Until people went, you know what? These look terrible.
I don't know how many businesses you know that last for 60 years, but the Presidential Wax Museum in Gettysburg did. But now they're finally closing their doors, and so they are putting all their wax figures of presidents and first ladies up for auction. Auction is set to take place on January 14th.
Oh, I'm busy. Shoot.
So you need to get on board, and finally, I know how much you love wax museums.
I sure do.
And presidents. You can get your own wax figure of one of your favorite presidents.
Okay, first of all,
maybe
I don't really...
I'm talking to the wrong part of the show here.
Yeah.
I don't really have a favorite president.
I'm not in on this. I am way in on this.
He's all in because he loves the wax figures as well.
Bean, you are. You're gonna definitely bid on something, right?
The biggest problem I have is how do I choose which president to get?
Right? Yeah. Is it Millard Fillmore?
Right. Mm. Or James Buchanan. Those are the two that came to mind.
Sure.
I would auction Taft. I'd bid on Taft.
Well, you get your most money for your... Yeah, what you were going to say. Better.
What's
happening? Wow.
Bang for your buck. You get the most bang for your buck because he's the fattest president.
Right. If you all things being equal, a lot more wax, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you don't get 5'1 James Madison. That's a ripoff.
You're doubling down on 300 pounds of wax right there with Taft.
Absolutely.
Hope he comes with a tub, with his bathtub.
This is a terrible auction. I don't want any part of it.
Dude, I'm going to buy a wax figure of a president.
You enjoy that.
You know he will.
Awesome. I know. He will.
I'm so excited, Ralph. Thank you for bringing this story to my attention.
People ask all the time, is Bean really fill in the blank? Yeah, he's obsessed with presidents. This is real.
I would get LBJ, I think. Lyndon Baines Johnson. And then I would fit him for pants.
And then have that recording
just
play?
See if there's any room there.
Now, another thing, the crotch down where your nuts hang is always a little too tight.
Right. See how tight his pants are in the wax figure.
So, believe me, you never do have much margin there. Look, see if you can't leave me about an inch from where the zipper ends.
No!
Under my... Back to my bunghole.
Yeah. You've never heard that? From the end of the zipper to the bunghole, really, is where you want to leave some extra fabric.
Allie has missed everything.
That's a president. That's a former president of these United States.
Allie, you got to start listening to the show.
Who was recording that? Like a tailor?
They record all the phone calls in the Oval
White
Office.
White House is the regular.
And he was talking to a guy that was
tailor.
He said nuts and bunghole.
He did.
And burped.
He did all of that.
Yeah.
He's my favorite.
I wish LBJ had Twitter.
Right?
It'd be a good time.
It'd be great.
Today's celebrity. What's up with the bunghole, sad? I'd be like one of his tweets. Margaret Cho's 48 years old today as we look at celebrity birthdays. Jessica Perez, 34. And Frankie Muniz celebrates his 31st birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Man, Omar's got a lot of rules.
Being right all the time is very hard.
What's happening?
Very hard, guys. All right, listen, it's Kevin Beach, your world-famous K-Rock. Thanks so much for tuning in. Tonight, there is a special on television that, Omar, I don't know if you're going to love this or not, because I know you have a lot of very specific rules about how people are allowed to decorate their homes for holidays.
Yep.
But tonight is the return of the Great Christmas Light Fight.
I love the light fight.
Do you?
Love the light fight.
So
it is
good.
So awesome.
Really?
I aspire to be these people.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
what,
they're
awesome.
Awesome.
These are the houses where the people have 6 million Christmas lights on their house. Okay?
So the best.
And you can see them from space. Now, here's my question for you.
Have you been gathering lights?
You know,
I mean,
so,
are you
going to,
at some point, just bust them all out?
I hope so. Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, when I had my kids, before I had my kids, I was like, I put a little bit of here thing, but now, like, they're so excited about it.
Right.
I keep adding to my collection,
yeah.
You know? So in another 5 years...
You're
going
to be so annoying to your neighbors.
I'm going to burn this mother down. Yeah.
Totally. That's my question. Is there a point at which the Christmas decorations go from being, oh, it's so nice that family's in the holiday spirit and they make the neighborhood so pretty too, that's a problem. I can't sleep because it's so bright, or they've got music playing because it's so loud, or now it's getting to the point where it's attracting traffic because people want to come by and see the lights. Isn't there a point at which you become a problem for your neighbors if you overdo the decorations?
Nope, absolutely not.
Really?
I think so
either.
You do it because you do it from like 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. and they're off. You don't keep them running all night long. And come on, a-hole, you don't have Christmas spirit?
Right.
Get off my lawn. Bah humbug on you.
Wow. All right, so what are some of the rules you have for other people's Christmas decorations? Because, Omar, you're so into your own decorations that do you give a lot of side eye to your neighbors if they're not doing it the way you think they should?
Well, you know, I was disappointed in my neighbor this year because usually they do a pretty good job. They put, like, reindeer out there.
Are those the meth dealers?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No.
The
meth dealers don't even try. I hate them.
Which is a shame because they could get so much done if they just started
that is
up
true.
Right.
That is true. They have this column in front of their house, and all they did is wrap some Christmas lights around the column. That was it. And they call it done. I thought that was weak. Yeah,
weak.
For sure. But the weakest of all, and this is a huge pet peeve, and I'm seeing it more and more, and it's throughout my neighborhood this year, is the lazy laser lights. So it's this little laser that you plop out facing your home,
right.
And it shoots out little red and green laser lights,
okay,
yeah,
onto your house,
lights,
yeah.
Onto the house,
and it kind of moves a little
you?
Bit because they call it that. That's it. That's done.
Oh, that's all they do.
That's all they do. They
I
don't.
See.
It's not an addition to their other decorations. If it was, I would have no problem with it. But this is
so it's lazy.
It's lazy. It's way lazy.
Huh.
That's not decorating your house for Christmas. That's not the Christmas spirit. Get out of here.
But does it look good?
Go to Mexico.
Does it look good, though?
No, it's terrible. It doesn't look good. You can't even, like, you're. It's like
what if
a weird
not from Mexico?
Thing.
Do they still have to go to Mexico?
Yes.
Wow.
What if they moved here from Connecticut? Do they still have to go to Mexico?
Go to Mexico.
But wait, I don't understand. If it looks good and it's holiday
it doesn't
and it's
look
festive.
Good.
Oh, it doesn't.
It doesn't look good. It takes a little bit, like, Oh, that's what they're doing. Oh, so you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, that's decorations. It takes a little time to figure out that's what
your
they're doing.
Your complaint is not that you don't. Is not that you hate that. It's that you they don't just add that on to everything else. They just do that
they just
alone.
Do that. Yeah, that's unacceptable to me.
Unacceptable.
Is the problem that you don't think it's worth it unless you put a certain number of hours into your decorations? Like if it's too easy, if you don't give them the credit? Like do you have a problem with the pre-decorated and pre-lit Christmas trees, for instance? Are those people weak sauce because their trees are already ready to go the minute they take them out of the box?
No, because you have the lights, but you have to add ornaments and, you know, tweak it out and make it your own.
Okay.
So that's fine. You know, that's all
Omar
good.
Will allow it.
Thank you. But, yeah, it just to me, it's lazy and it doesn't look good. Like, if it looked great, like, oh, they have these little projectors now.
Right.
That they project, like, this entire Christmas scene on. If you have, like, a light-colored garage.
Right.
It looks awesome. So that's kind of cool. But also, just don't do that.
Still lazy,
but just don't do that.
Add that.
Right,
okay.
Exactly. That's
wow, you got
thing.
A lot of rules.
Absolutely, right? Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Well, maybe Omar can help us with some callers at 1-800-520-1067. If they've got some complaints, what are we looking for? Complaints about
decorations in the neighborhood. That drive you crazy like Omar's, where he just can't stand it when they only use the laser.
Yeah.
So 1-800-520-1067 is the number. It's Kevin and Bean's Christmas Court. Next.
All right. It's supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year, but apparently some people's Christmas decorations are cheesing off other people, like Omar, who has a lot of rules and restrictions about what's allowed and what's not allowed. What's this feature going to be called here, Kevin?
It's Kevin and Bean's Christmas Court.
Christmas Court?
Kevin and Bean will listen to your case and rule. Are those decorations allowed? Or should that person be sent to jail?
I don't think we're sending people to jail.
The litigants are now entering the courtroom for Kevin and Bean's Christmas Court. Will the decorations be allowed? Or will you be sentenced to death?
Death.
Wow.
Where are we starting?
Could we start with line 8, please, bailiff? Will you bring line 8 in front of the judge?
Kara is now entering the courtroom. She's from Laguna Niguel. This is the case of the gassy Saint Nick.
Kara, good morning. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. What's the problem in front of the court here today?
By the way, gassy Saint Nick.
If it's the gassy Saint Nick, I think thumbs up.
Thumbs up, right?
Wow, I really wish I could take credit for the gassy Saint Nick, but unfortunately, I did not come up.
All right,
with
what
that
is thing. It? Explain it to us.
The gassy Saint Nick is the inflatable Santa that people have in front of their houses or various other decorations, like inflatable snowmen. Mm-hmm. It drives me insane.
So you hate all inflatables.
So what's your problem with them? Why don't you like them?
I'm with Omar. I just think it's really lazy. Like, hang up some Christmas lights.
Okay.
Like, if they had that and some Christmas lights, I wouldn't hate it so much. But if it's just the Santa... super lazy.
Oh, it's just one Santa. That's it. That's the entire decoration. It's not like a group of inflatables.
Yeah. Okay. Or sometimes it's a group of inflatables, which I really just think is a waste of money.
Really? Inflatables are awesome.
Really?
Oh,
really?
Wow. He's turning on Kara.
Wow.
I would not
have predicted this.
Inflatables are awesome. I love it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's time for a ruling from Kevin and Bean's Christmas Court.
I guess inflatables are awesome.
It sounds like it. Wow. Sorry, Kara. You
rest
were denied.
In peace, Kara.
Thank you for calling. Let's go to, how about line 7, bailiff? Let's see what Julie's got going on.
Now entering the courtroom, Julie from Orange, California. She's got the problem. It's a case of the obnoxious neighbor.
Ooh.
Julie. Hi, Julie.
What's going on with your neighbor?
Well, each year we battle it out over who's going to put up more lights. So this year he started a little early.
Oh,
I'm looking at it right now.
Son of a bitch.
He has no theme. It's Star Wars. It's Charlie Brown. It's the flying reindeer. And then over on the left, he's got the manger.
The mix match.
And so, you know, it's so obnoxious that I'm thinking, and you tell me if this is okay, I have these 8-foot mirrors that I'm thinking of putting in my yard just so when you drive by, it reflects and bounces off my mirrors to see what he's got. And I just wanted to see if that was okay with Omar.
Mm. I'm not even sure I understand that.
You're going to steal your neighbor's decorations by putting mirrors up in your yard.
Yes.
It's time for Kevin and Bean to rule in Kevin and Bean's Christmas Court.
Kevin and Bean don't even understand the case.
I think it's so crazy, I like it.
We're down with Julie.
I'm not lazy. I have 15 different Disney.
All right, take it easy. We ruled in your favor, for God's sakes.
Good boy.
Move along. Boy. All right.
Case dismissed.
Bailiff, can we go to line six, please? I think we've got a problem on the line.
Now entering the courtroom, Josh from Woodland Hills. Icicle, you-sickle, we all scream for icicle.
Oh. Hey, Josh, Judge Omar is in session. What's the problem in front of him, please?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are good.
Thanks.
I feel like you're kind of taking this conversation backwards with that, though.
Are you, Josh?
Sorry. I'm sorry. No, my neighbor lives on a corner that we have to go from 45 to 25.
Right.
And he has these icicle, like, decorations that kind of do this matrix rain thing.
Right.
Oh. And it's it's a very big house, and it's very distracting because I'm a big fan of The Matrix. So every time I've taken that turn so far, I've darn near hit the fire hydrant.
Sorry, wait. Hold, please.
Hold on, Josh.
No!
It's the case of, hey, look over there, something shiny.
That's exactly it. Josh can't help himself.
Because he likes The Matrix.
It's the case of, oh, squirrel.
I love Josh.
What is going on?
Josh denied, sir. I mean, that's really only a problem for you.
Yeah, it's on you, Josh.
Denied.
Kevin and Bean have ruled in Kevin and Bean's Christmas Court. Our next case is now entering the courtroom.
I think our next case is going to be Carla, if you don't mind, on line four, please. Felix.
Carla from La Puente is now entering the courtroom. Her neighbor has a case of year-round Christmas.
No, no.
Big no-no.
It's on. Right. Carla, what's happening?
Hi, good morning. So, I'm not complaining about the decorations. It's really, really pretty. But they moved in about 4 years ago, and they have not removed them.
Ooh, so year-round, 4 years of those decorations in their yard.
Now, yes.
Do they turn them on in the, you know, February, March, April time?
No, no, it's just December. And
Shut up, Bailiff.
The February time?
Everything. Oh, and some of the
what about the March
still
time?
Have on it.
I feel like that would be annoying.
Oh, well,
Omar, what's your ruling on that?
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Come February, you got to take him down.
Right.
Okay. Kevin and Bean's Christmas Court will now make its ruling.
How did this work again? You got to take him down.
You say that, Omar, but what's the caller supposed to do? You can't go. Can she go over to somebody else's house and ask them to take them down or no?
You
put on
the
ski mask in the middle.
Yeah, you take them down yourself. Come on, what's wrong with you, Bean?
Come on, Bean, get it together.
Kevin and Bean, Christmas vigilante.
All right, Carla, looks like it's on you. Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Bailiff.
This has been Kevin and Bean's Christmas Court.
Minutes away from tickets on the floor to both nights of the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016. This weekend, you guys, Blink-182 and Kings of Leon, Jimmy Eat World, AFI, Green Day, Beck, Weezer,
Steel,
all the rest. It's going to be great. Your chance to win coming up in just a few minutes here on K-Rock. First, though, what does Monday morning just after 7:30 mean? Our friend Andrew Siciliano, host of Up to the Minute and DirecTV's Red Zone channel on Sundays. Hey, Andrew, how are you, man?
Good morning, friend.
Great to talk to you. So much ground to cover. A very exciting week 13 in the NFL in the books until tonight. And I guess we got to start with, look, you know the Rams as much as anybody with all the work you do with them in the preseason. This Jeff Fisher contract news, good news or bad news for Rams fans?
I think it's news that is being interpreted the wrong way.
Okay.
So if – and hear me out for a second. But all right. If the Rams had, say, in March, shortly after moving, or in February, announced a two-year extension or a one-year extension or a five-day extension with Jeff Fisher, nobody would have noticed nor would they have cared, because back then it would have felt appropriate. It would have felt right.
Right.
Helping this team move.
Transition.
It's a transition thing. He probably deserves it for going through all of this. Nobody would have cared. Nobody would have noticed. It would have been under the radar. Dodgers opening day, 2 weeks later, boom, forget about it. Even if they had announced it in the preseason, same thing. The problem is, for whatever reason, the news got out yesterday. However, what people need to step back and realize is this deal was done during the summer.
It was done and signed?
Yes.
That's what Jeff Fisher said yesterday, but he wasn't supposed to mention anything about it.
It wasn't announced. And for whatever reason, they didn't make an announcement. I don't know that it really changes anything. And I know people want to scream and yell, and there are a lot of people here that think that if they have the loudest voice, then they must be right on this thing. How dare they do this?
I think a lot of people just want the Rams to win.
Yeah. Yes. And
once in a while.
Most of it comes from a very good place. They didn't win yesterday. They looked bad. They looked bad last week against New Orleans. That cannot be hidden. And I don't think that Jeff Fisher signing an extension, whether it was in February or whether it was in August or whenever it was announced, matters moving forward. This team still has to win, and they have four games left now to prove everyone there that this is the right group to move forward with next year.
But neither of these quarterbacks seem to be – I mean, look, it's too early to judge on Goff. I get that. But neither of these quarterbacks are blowing people away, and it seems like the other teams have figured out the Rams' run game. So a lot of people are like, well, maybe the coach needs to change things up a little bit, and he seems to be pretty stuck in doing things the way he does things.
I think also at this point of the season it's hard to really change much at all. I mean, especially considering the injuries. And look, every team has injuries. Jared Goff has played, what, three games now? No one's judging Jared Goff. He had a great half in New Orleans in the first half. Great half. He did not have a very good game yesterday, but nobody did. They get Dave Sanchez's big Falcons coming to town this week.
All right, so just to understand where you're coming from, you don't think it's inappropriate that Jeff Fisher is going to be the coach of the Rams for the next 2 years. You think there's still a possibility that he'll get it together and that team will win.
I'm saying that an extension agreed to during the summer is merely only that. It's an extension on paper.
Maybe a clause that says if you stink, we can let you go.
Well, but
I think that's a given.
That's a great clause.
Say that again one more time. That's a given, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
In other words, they could fire him if they want. If they change their mind, they can fire him and just pay
any
him
out. Coach, Marvin Lewis could get fired. The Mike McCoy could get fired. No one wants people to get fired during the holiday season. What I'm saying, this contract agreed to in the summer doesn't change that.
No, it's just when the timing of it came out, I thought, why would they sign him to 2 more years with the way it's going?
Because they didn't do it yesterday.
Right, I got
you.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right, enough said about the Rams, and obviously they did not look good yesterday, as you mentioned. Let's talk about one of the most bizarre. There's so many great things about yesterday's NFL action, but one of the most bizarre things was the heartbreaking way that Dave's Atlanta Falcons lost. How often do we see something? Can you describe that final sequence for us, Andrew?
Okay, so it was heartbreaking for Dave and the Falcons. It is heartwarming for the rest of America. Really, it is, and let me explain why. Eric Berry was the guy that picked off a 2-point conversion. Atlanta goes up 1, right? So they're going for 2 to try to make it a 3-point game. Thus, Kansas City would need a field goal to tie it to send it overtime with very little time to go. They go for 2. Eric Berry, Pro Bowl safety, picks it off, runs it back. 2 points. Yay. He had also run back an interception earlier, so he scored 8 points. In other words, he outscored the Dolphins yesterday. Right? And at that point, he was outscoring the Dolphins, Texans, Rams, and somebody else. Anyway, but here's the thing. Eric Berry, one of the best people in the league, beat cancer a year and a half ago. All right? He's from Atlanta. This is the very first time he had ever played a game professionally in Atlanta. He is 6 miles from his cancer treatment center. He was crying as the plane descended to Hartsfield on Saturday morning.
Wow.
That emotional to come back home. His mom, his dad were in the stands. He's crying on the field after he gets the pick six, runs to the stands, hands the ball to his mom. Well, now he needs the ball for his dad. He kicks off the 2-point conversion.
Little greedy.
Runs it back. Hands it back to dad.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
We get it.
That's pretty cool. We get it. All right, it was great.
No, it was good.
We're agreeing with you. All right, we'll allow it. All right. Let's talk about.
Well, there. Let's heck with the Falcons losing one day.
Let's talk about Cam Newton last night and why he didn't start. That was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
So teams have dress codes, right?
Right.
So,
the Panthers did, a lot of teams do this. If you play back-to-back games on the West Coast, you just stay here. You don't go home.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they had a game out here, and then they had another game out here. And evidently, Cam said afterwards, he didn't pack a second dress shirt, and he claims, quote, I'm 6'5". It's not that easy to find a shirt.
And sure.
That's an absurd thing
to
say.
I think there are a lot of people in America who are able to shop and dress themselves.
You can go down the street to the mall and buy a shirt. Now, granted, I'm not 6'5". If you flip those numbers, I'm 5'6". I can go find a shirt. But anyway, he wore like a mock turtleneck thing, whatever, and a coat, and that's a clear violation. And so.
But what kind of punishment is it to take a guy out for one play?
They brought in a quarterback who threw an interception on the first play of the game.
It was going to be the entire series.
Yeah.
So if Derek Anderson had marched the team down the field and scored a touchdown on a 17-play drive, he would have taken all 17 plays.
Oh, I gotcha.
He threw an interception on the first play.
Oh, man.
One play. But that is some straight college penalty there. Like, you'll see that all the time in the SEC. Like, you know, kid gets arrested in the offseason, hasn't gone to class in 2 years. We'll suspend him for the first quarter,
right,
against you know Louisiana South Northwest Bible Tech.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Not much of a punishment. All right, one final note on Cam Newton. I have to ask this because he was it the MVP of the league last year when he took the Panthers?
Most valuable person.
That's what I thought. He obviously, there are a lot of problems on that team. He looks miserable out there. He really, I mean, I wonder how much of this is just in his head. When you lose a bunch of games in a row, it's hard to come out of that tailspin. He does not look like the same man we loved last year, does he?
He's not the same guy. And to be fair, they are not the same team. There are a million injuries and a million issues. Cam is not the only issue, but he gets an F in body language. And everyone has always known this. He does not hide it well, whether it's on the field or whether it's on the postgame podium or whether it's after losing the Super Bowl where he pouted and walked off
he needs to grow up a little
bit.
Did
you notice Luke Kuechly screaming at the coach on the sidelines?
No, I did not. I turned it off and opened the bottle.
Well, that makes sense.
That's a good move.
Something very bad is happening on that team.
Yeah.
I mean, to have a guy that's not even playing in the coach's face screaming at him.
I should go pull that tape right now.
You really should.
Allie, I'm sorry. I did like this Twitter Ask Andrew thing for our 200th show yesterday.
Yeah.
I saw your tweet long after I had shut
down
and opened the bottle.
Liar.
You are certainly my favorite Patriots fan. And
Thank you.
The Patriots, even if they win out and the Raiders win out, Raiders fans.
Let's talk about the Raiders for 1 second.
Okay.
Jeez. 10-2.
Unbelievable.
The Raiders have a huge game in Kansas City this week. The Raiders are the number one seed. They're back number one in the AFC. The Patriots are back number two. They have the same record. If these two teams win out and with the same record, the Raiders would win the tiebreaker over the Patriots and be the one seed. New England would be the two seed. Why? Because of the 16-0 game started by Jacoby Brissett back in October. That would be the one game that would break the tie in the list of their common opponents.
That's pretty sweet.
How about that?
Wow.
Fascinating.
We still got the Tuck rule, though, right?
Congratulations on 200 episodes of The Red Zone. I don't know how we would survive Sundays without it, Andrew, and you continue to be the gold standard in what you do, man.
You are very kind. I shall see you this weekend.
Look forward to it. Andrew Siciliano, host of Up to the Minute on the NFL Network, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. and, of course, every Sunday, DirecTV's Red Zone channel. Thank you, Andrew.
It is 7:52.
Hey, Ralph Garman?
Mm-hmm.
You run into Rodney Bingenheimer out there?
Yeah, I did, in the hallway.
Oh, good. He's here for Stump Rodney?
Okay, is that what he's here for?
Yeah, Stump. We're doing Stump Rodney, yeah.
Are
you eating?
What are you eating?
I'm eating a breakfast burrito.
Oh.
Because we're in the morning time.
Yeah. So you bring enough for the whole class?
You have to eat.
Yep.
So I was just figuring I had a second or something, but
right.
I didn't.
Okay.
Rodney
is here. Did he?
Yeah.
That's pretty nice of him. He is here because we are giving away tickets on the floor for both nights of this weekend's sold-out K-Rock Almost Christmas 2016. I mean, it's a great lineup by now, you know. Your Bastille and your Weezer and your Beck and your Green Day and your AFI and your Jimmy Eat World and your Kings of Leon and Blink-182 and the Head and the Heart and the Ex-Ambassadors and so much more. Now, here's the thing.
Too many bands.
Rodney is so famous for his love of the 80s.
He loves the 80s.
How does he feel about the 90s?
He does not like the 90s.
He's not
really
a fan.
Mm-mm. But miraculously, he has continued to stay current. Even at 150 years old, he knows everything there is to know about these bands. And he's inviting you right now to call at 1-800-520-1067. If you've got some
trivia question about one of these great bands on the bill this weekend, and you think you can stump Rodney. If you do, you go into the drawing to win tickets for both nights. How about that?
It's going to be hard. You're not going to get it. It is going to be hard because he knows everything.
1-800-520-1067. If you want to go, just come up with a question and stump Rodney. Ralph is here now with his breakfast burrito and another look at the showbiz beat on a Monday.
It is Monday, so we look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Moana, still number one for the second week in a row, made another $28.4 million this week. Tis the season for kids going to movies.
So sure.
If you've got an animated film, something that's family-friendly, I think you're going to do pretty well for yourself this holiday season. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them also did very well. $18.5 million. I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried. I'm
a little worried.
Yeah, because the wife took the little one.
Yes.
My little Olivia.
Uh-huh.
They went on a play date with another mom and her daughter.
Right.
To spend the afternoon up at Universal City Walk.
Mm-hmm.
And
she get into the butterbeer?
She is so in now.
So they were walking through Hogland or whatever the freak it's called.
Pretty sure it's not Hogland.
And
I wish it was Hogland.
She got fitted for a wand.
Yes, it's on.
And they ask you all these questions, then they present you with the wand that's right for you, because the wand chooses the wizard, apparently.
Sure.
And then she was able to do magic with the wand there in Hogville. And you can make flowers dance and some BS. And so now it's all about, and Harry and the thing, and there's flying, and Hermione, and Gorgod. And
this is an opportunity for you to be a hero and say, here's for the first movie of many that I'm going to show you. And make her so happy.
But I don't want to.
But they're good.
It's a gateway drug.
Was she sorted
into
a house?
The wand is a gateway drug to the endless hours of that stuff. Oh no, the pliggles are coming. And
she's
then
so happy.
Ooh, Galapagos.
She was so happy.
I am Stephen Cumblecore.
Why don't you want your daughter to be happy?
I want her to be happy.
Did she have a good time at Universal Studios?
I don't want to have to wade through that world.
Was she happy at Universal Studios?
According to my sources, yes.
Okay. Now it's time to bring in the movies, dude.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. $18.5 million at number two. Arrival was third. Allied, Doctor Strange were your top five films. Then Trolls, Hacksaw Ridge, Bad Santa 2, Incarnate, and Almost Christmas. Isn't it? Right?
Right.
Love is in the air because it is Christmas time.
I've heard that.
Looks like those rumors about Sean Penn and Madonna enjoying a retread romance are absolutely true.
Wait, hold on. Did I miss Sean Penn and Charlize Theron breaking up?
Like 2 years ago.
Oh,
holy crap.
Okay. I got to stay current, I guess.
Jeez.
Don't you ever pay attention to the news?
They're not still a couple?
How did they get you out of the medically induced coma that you've been in for the past 2 years? Like a long time ago.
I'm sorry. I guess I spaced on that. President George W. Bush is still running things, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's
absolutely
all good.
He's doing a good job. They made headlines over the weekend when Madonna told her ex-husband that she would marry him all over again if he bid $150,000 for a necklace to benefit her charity Raising Malawi. And she says she's still in love with him.
Is that a pearl necklace?
Are you proud of that, Kevin?
Her event over the weekend raised a ton of cash for her charity, boasted a guest list that included Chris Rock, Courtney Love.
Sort of.
No word on whether he actually ponied up the bid for the necklace or not. I heard he has sources said, if I give you $300,000, can I not marry you? I think he said regarding the bid for the necklace. But anyway, looks like they are at least flirting, if not actually together again.
If you could give me a pearl necklace tonight,
I would. Yeah.
Said Madonna.
Sad news. The Celebrity Name Game, which has been hosted by Craig Ferguson, has been canceled after three seasons.
Wait a minute.
You heard me.
Wait, hold on.
Celebrity Name Game.
That's a thing?
Yes.
That's been on for three seasons?
It's a game show hosted by Craig Ferguson, and it's been canceled after three seasons. So,
what channel was it on?
It was on. It was syndicated.
Right after Mr. Wizard?
It was not on the network. It was syndicated.
Sure?
It was a syndicated show. So check your local listings for where it's not going to be airing soon.
I didn't Coma know that boy. Was a thing.
It was a thing.
Huh.
Then Celebrity Name Game. I'm not quite sure how it was played.
All right.
Okay.
But I think you took a name.
Hate to see it go.
I think it's named like Buck. Let's say his name was Buck, right?
Right.
Like you Buck Rogers.
I hope you don't rhyme. You know,
Buck, Buck, Bo Buck, Banana
no,
Fan.
No, no, no.
What?
Nope.
Is that the Name Game?
No, sir.
The Name Game.
That's that song, yeah.
I'm guessing that's not the TV show, however.
Donna, Donna, Bobana, Banana, Fana, Fofana, me, my, Monana. Donna, let's do Kevin. Kevin, Kevin, Bobevin, Banana, Fana, Fofevin, me, my, Momevin. Kevin.
It's a hell of a game show. How could that go away?
I'm not sure if that was actually the game. Oh. Or not, but. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Little Richard, architect of rock and roll, Little Richard. Celebrates his 84th birthday. I bring that up, of course, because our security guard here at the K-Rock Studios, our good buddy Charles, was his drummer. He invented the beat.
Pretty much.
Of rock and roll, pretty much, our guy,
yeah.
Charles. Charles has a book out about his life, too. You should, Charles Connor's his name. You should check it out and read it and buy it and do all good things, because he's great. And he was there at the birth of rock and roll, pretty much. That's nuts. That man should not be working for us. We should be working for him.
He's the happiest guy in the world, too.
He is the best guy in the world. Anyway,
he was married for a number of years to Little Richard's sister. So Little Richard is family for him.
He was indeed. Little Sarah.
What?
Is that just a terrible guess?
It's a terrible guess. I have no idea what Little Richard's name was, but I'm guessing it was Little Something. Little Richard's 84 years old today. Margaret Cho, the comedian. She's 48 years old. Jessica Paré, she is an actress who is lovely and talented. She's 34 years old today. And actor Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle turns 31 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right. K-Rock, K-Rock Q 106.7.
Hey, Rodney.
That was Fine Young Cannibals.
No, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Red Hot
you
Chili.
You drive me crazy.
No, nope. Chili Peppers.
And it's Rodney in the Morning, finally. Oh, getting my own morning radio show in K-Rock.
Actually, we just invited
Monday
you to
stop
by and help
Every
us out.
Every morning I'll be doing Rodney. Crazy characters and different
I'd like to hear that.
Comedy bits on Rodney, Breakfast with Rodney in
well, listen, Rodney,
AM
the reason,
morning
Thank you, but the reason you're here is and I know that you love the 80s.
Right,
that's your thing. You're really into the 80s music.
I love the 80s.
That's what I've heard. How do you feel about the 90s?
I hate the 90s.
Okay. But you also
Marcia
love...
Brady couldn't pass the pencil test.
That's what I've heard. But you also love the current music that we play on K-Rock, and that's why you're going to be joining us at the sold-out K-Rock Almost Christmas shows this weekend at the Forum, right?
All right. K-Rock Almost Weenie Roast...
Acoustic Christmas?
ESA.
No. E what?
Coming this weekend.
E what?
Everybody get down to the Long Beach Convention Center where we'll be doing
nope,
live
it's at the Forum.
Music.
Well, listen, we got a bunch of people on the line here who would like to try to stump you with trivia about not bands from the 80s, Roddy. Please pay attention. About bands that are playing this weekend for the K-Rock show. Are you ready?
All right. Bands from the 80s?
No.
Just the opposite of that.
I mean, it is what you said, baby.
Hit it, Steve. Wham, bam.
All right, let's start with Jeff in Garden Grove on line three.
All right,
the first question
Jeff.
For Rodney Bingenheimer about one of the acts, again, playing this weekend, Rodney. Current musical acts is what we're talking about
All
here.
All right.
Morning. All right, Jeff.
Hey, Rodney. How
Hi,
are you?
Hi, Jeff. How are you there in Garden Grove?
You're right here, Rodney. I love you.
I love you, Jeff.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Where is Bishop Briggs originally from?
Scotland.
Goblin. No, that is wrong. He's originally from London, England.
All right.
I was so nervous that Rodney got one right. you are in the drawing, Jeff. Thank you. You are closer to winning tickets to both nights on the floor for this weekend's shows. Well done, sir.
You
All right.
Got nervous.
Yeah, we did. We got nervous.
For a second.
All right. That's Godhead.
All right. Let's try
it. Beyond funny.
Let's try Nikki in Lakewood on line two. Rodney, he stumbled a little bit on that first one, but I think he's going to get this one because it looks pretty easy.
All right. Nikki, hi.
Hi,
Good morning, fellas.
Hey,
Rodney, I got a question for you.
All right.
What is the name of the lead singer of Green Day?
Susan.
What?
Susan Day?
No, Rodney, it's Billy Joe Armstrong.
That seemed like a gimme.
All right. What did I win?
You don't win anything. Nikki, you're in the drawing. Congratulations.
Susan Day.
All right. Let's go to Alex, who's Archie's calling family. From Fountain Valley.
Thank you.
Right.
How's it going, guys?
It's going
all right, up. Alex.
All right. So,
all right.
Rodney.
That's what I said.
All right. What is the last name of all four band members from the band Kings of Leon?
Oh, there you go. That's a pretty easy one, Rodney. Another family group.
Last name of all the band members of Kings of Leon family group.
I think they're brothers and a cousin, maybe, or something like that?
DeFranco.
DeFranco. I don't think that's right. Sorry, Rodney.
DeFranco.
Oh, DeFranco.
Yeah. Alex, is that right?
No, it is not. It is actually Falwell.
DeBarge.
He just gave you the answer.
Yeah, it's Falwell. He told you that. That didn't sound familiar to you at all,
Gibb.
Rodney?
Okay.
It's not Gibb. No.
Alex, hold on. You're in the drawing.
All
right. Let's try Jose Islos, please, line 7. Up next on the Kevin and Bean Show, we're playing Stump Rodney to win tickets for both nights this weekend of Acoustic Christmas.
Hey, Jose.
Hi. Good morning, guys. Hey, Rodney.
Jose, can you see?
Nope.
Are you ready?
Yes,
put
we
it
are.
In the file.
Okay, all right, I'm gonna ask a question. Andrew McMahon has been in two previous bands.
Yes.
The name of two bands.
Yes, The Tonight Show and Star Search.
Very close.
Does that sound right to you, Rodney?
Or I wouldn't have said it otherwise.
Jose?
That would be Jack Mannequin and Something Corporate.
We'll have to agree to disagree on this
one. Well, no, Jose is actually right. They're both excellent bands that he was in previously.
Andrew McMahon was Johnny Carson's sidekick and host of Star Search.
That was the late Ed McMahon.
Very different.
Let's go to line
quarterback
5.
For the Bears.
Nope, no, Jim McMahon. Different guy.
Let's he go ran to the WWE.
Yeah, that's fancy. Look, just because his name is McMahon doesn't mean they're all the same guy. Let's try David in Los Angeles. Please, up next, line 5.
B-52s.
Morning,
he hasn't
morning,
asked the question yet.
Oh, sorry.
Hi, David.
Hi, Rodney. What is the name of the first album Weezer released?
B-52s.
Does that make sense to you, Rodney?
Rock
you really
Lobster.
Think that was it?
No.
Was it B-52s
Rodney.
Or Rock Lobster?
No, Rodney, it wasn't. It was actually called The Blue Album.
Well, it was just called Weezer, actually.
Well, it was self-titled Blue Album.
Look out, Beat's getting bitchy.
I'm saying. But whatever Rodney said was wrong.
Are
so
you
going to
fall off the stage again?
Oh, come on, Rodney.
Funny.
Why do you bring that
beyond
up?
Beyond funny. I was doing an intro, and I came out to bring up No Doubt and Gwen Stefani.
Right.
And Bean was on the edge of the stage.
I have some audio if you want to hear.
God, I don't think we have
God
time for
was
that.
Good to me that night.
Come on.
Rodney, what's next, my friend?
Like
all
there's
right,
a shortage
here we go.
Of
what a place
here. Oh, who fell off the stage?
Anyway,
you know, we have important rock and roll to conduct
forum.
Tonight.
This is where it all happens.
Well, please, will you welcome No Doubt?
No Doubt. Yeah. My that best was a, intro ever.
That was a mess.
That was a pretty big mess.
Well-oiled machine.
All right. Well, Rodney, I'm sorry you were not able to come up with any answers to the questions. You don't win anything, but Jose is in the drawing. I believe David is also in the drawing. We've got Jeff, we've got Nikki, and we've got Alex. One will win tickets for both nights this weekend on the floor at the Sold Out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016. Ms. Helen McKay, who's our winner, please?
And the winner is Jeff.
Jeff.
Yay!
Congratulations, Jeff.
Enjoy the monkeys.
All right. It's not the monkeys.
Let's all stop Rodney now.
Yeah, wig, wham, bam.
Hey, are people calling about the thing? Is that what, are we doing that right now?
The thing?
The what's good?
No.
Okay.
Oh, you mean next?
Yes. Do we need to ask people to call?
It's good that Chip whispered that.
To Kevin, it means what's good. Is that? Do we need to give out the phone number so
yes.
people know we're open for business?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I was concerned when you said no.
I thought you had the same schedule I had.
I do.
So I thought we weren't doing the thing here. You said, are we doing the thing here?
No, I saw people calling for the thing here.
Okay.
All right. We're going to cut all this out.
All right.
Post, right? All right. Why don't you come out of the song again, and I'll pretend none of this happened.
Take two.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 824.
Hey, we're going to take your phone calls on any topic next on Kevin and Bean's What's Good. That's where you can be part of the show with something that we ought to be talking about. You got questions, you got comments, you got problems. We want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. We'll put your calls on the air in minutes. But first, I learned something. I thought I knew what was involved in being president, all the powers and perks of that job. But I learned something recently that I had no idea even existed, and that is that the president of the United States has the authority to send a text message to the cell phone of every person in the United States.
Is this new?
It's been around since 2006.
Wow. Really?
Congress passed the Warning, Alert, and Response Network. And basically, this is kind of where Amber Alerts came from. That's the part that we're most familiar with. But Amber Alerts are localized. If a kid goes missing in L.A., people in L.A. will get that Amber Alert,
right,
for instance. They don't. It's not nationwide. If there's a, you know, they also have it in place in case of some sort of a natural emergency. If there's an earthquake or there's a flood, they may send out a warning to people. But the president of the United States, on his whim, can decide he wants to send a message to all citizens.
Now, I feel like I'm
never
fine with that. I'm fine with that for another
any other president?
Month and a half.
Okay, all right. Well, we wanted to find out if President-elect Donald Trump knows about it even. So let's find out with the Trump date.
He's a guy you love to hate. It's time for the Trump date.
Sit down.
He's only a little over 6 weeks away from being sworn in as the 45th president of the United States, and Donald J. Trump joins us back on K-Rock right now. Hello, Mr. Trump,
can
sir.
Can you feel already America getting greater? I can feel it. Can you feel it? Unbelievable.
America is
getting greater by the minute.
I did read.
You are welcome.
I did read that unemployment is down to a 9-year low. Is that you?
Thank you.
That's you.
You're welcome.
Oh, well, well done then, sir.
I don't feel like you've really—you haven't been the president yet.
All my policies, all my cabinet, who, by the way, a lot of people are saying, best cabinet ever.
Are they?
Really?
Saying the best, that with all of that in place, America is getting greater.
Okay, well,
and everything I said I would do, I'm going to do.
So you're going to charge Hillary Clinton?
What? More or less.
Oh. More.
Less on that.
Less on that.
More on other things.
Build in that wall?
Less.
Okay. No wall.
More on other things.
Okay. Other things. Okay.
Like not releasing taxes.
Okay. Oh. Now listen.
Tax
what about? What
not
about?
See them. You okay. will never see them.
You did okay. promise you were going to release them when it was time, but
less
I guess it's just
that.
Not time yet.
Opposite of that.
Okay.
Different. Going completely the other way on that.
Other
one.
Way. Right.
Going
right.
to make America
great again. Okay.
Backwards again.
All right. Warning, Alert, and Response Network. The
I can't wait.
No.
I am going to wear out Warren.
Okay, but
Warren
Mr. Trump.
Warren will be Warren.
But Mr. Trump.
W-O-R-N. Warren,
right.
Warren.
Right. No, we got Warren, it. We got it.
Hey, they're spelled different, but they sound exactly the same.
Right. They don't sound the same.
Kellyanne, I'm confused. How
it's Warren and Warren.
Warren and Warren.
Okay.
Warren and Warren.
A lot of people
Warren
suggest.
Warren and Warren. They sound the same to me.
All right, Mr. Trump, a lot of people suggest
Steve Bannon,
that...
how do you say Warren? That's what I said. We both say Warren.
Okay. Many people suggest that maybe you shouldn't be tweeting because you get into little spats like with Alec Baldwin from TV's Saturday Night Live, for instance.
Hold
so...
on a second. That reminds me of something. Alec Baldwin looks smelly. SNL stands for Smelly Nasty Loser. Sad.
Okay.
Send.
Okay, now we don't want that text.
Yeah, we don't want that to our phone. Look, don't come
but
on our phone with that.
He's smelly.
But I think this
How
is.
How else will you know that a celebrity is smelly if your president doesn't tell you? Okay?
I assume that this was
That's
put
why
into
I'm
place
here to give you the information. Okay.
I assume this was put into place for emergencies.
This is an emergency.
Not really.
Yes, CNN, awful news network, Wolf Blitzer's face looks like unshaven old lady vagina.
Oh.
Send.
Actually, okay. Not what I want.
Now, why is that something you think hundreds of millions of Americans need to know about?
Just ate at McDonald's. Chicken nuggets, cold. Fries, too hot to eat. Failure on every level, McDonald's. Ronald McDonald should be ashamed.
Okay.
Send.
Okay, but that's just a personal problem. So you were dissatisfied with fast food. That's not something you have to put on the rest of us.
Victoria's Secret Christmas show tonight on television. Models look like over-the-hill sevens.
What?
Losers.
My penis is sad.
Oh.
So you're not even going to marry any of these models?
Well, no, but I will grab their... What?
Right. Okay. All right. He's a guy you love to hate. That
was the Trump day. Sit down. Watch him making fruitcake.
Right?
Right.
1-800-520-1067. It's time for your phone calls on any topic with Kevin and Bean's What's Good. Hit it, Steve.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify. What are we missing and not talking about? Call up, so we can be down. 1-800-520-1067. What's good?
What's good?
All right, let's find out. Why don't we start with Elaine from Los Angeles? She is on line 3. She's up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Up first, I should say, for Kevin and Bean's What's Good. Elaine, thank you for calling. Thank you for holding on. What can we do for you, my dear?
Hey, guys, forever listener.
Thank you.
But there's a new series on the Epix channel called Graves, G-R-A-V-E-S, and it's the name of a former president who is Nick Nolte. And it's 20 years out of office, and he was a Republican who made dire decisions as far as some of the hotter topics today. And after 20 years, he's decided to go back and rectify some of those decisions.
Okay, that's a long explanation.
So he made decisions in office 20 years ago as president that he now regrets. What can he do as a private citizen to change that?
Well, one of the episodes, the most recent, was and timely. There was a road that was set to go through a reservation. And while there was nothing that he could do,
I don't
about
see the
it,
timeliness of that.
Ripped right from the headlines. How about that?
And so, anyway, he went out and he met with the elders who he had ignored 20 years
previously. I've got to be honest, you're killing me. You're killing me.
Not for you, Kevin.
I mean, you're killing me.
Can you understand anything Nick Nolte says anymore?
Well, you have Celia Ward as his wife, and so she's there to interpret.
Okay.
It's either that or closed caption.
Thank you for the tip on that. I appreciate it. I can't get anyone to watch my new favorite show on TNT, Good Behavior. I keep trying to talk it up to Kevin, talk it up to Allie. I want somebody else on board with me. This show is so good, you guys.
I'm going to watch it, but I need to watch Search Party first.
Search Party, I'm hearing really good things about, too. All right, let's go to Saul Hawthorne, line 2, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Saul, thank you for calling. What's good, my friend?
Hey, what's up, guys? I don't know why Jeff Fisher is still the coach of the Los Angeles Rams.
You know, it's funny.
2-year extension.
Yeah, it's funny. We were talking to Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network last hour, and he told us that they did this before the season, that the deal extension was happened before this season.
So they didn't wake up this week and go, hey, Jeff Fisher, you're a terrible coach. Let's re-sign you. They had already made that decision months ago.
But why wouldn't they announce it?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't understand why they wouldn't have announced it back then. They did announce it, and I thought the same thing, which is he's failing. Why would they give him two
and
more years?
He stunk back then, too. Let's not act like this is like a huge turn. He is stunk.
He is the second losingest coach in NFL history, and he's very close to the most.
I find really...
Yeah, I don't understand why they give him another chance.
I find it pretty unethical. That do you know who Jeff Fisher's agent is?
No.
Marvin Demoff, who is... is it Demoff? Who's the COO?
We don't know. We thought you were telling us.
Marvin Demoff is his agent.
Right.
That would be Kevin Demoff's father, the COO and vice president of operations of the Rams. That's pretty unethical when you're running the team and your daddy is the coach's agent.
Oh,
don't you think that's a conflict
of
interest?
That does sound like a conflict. Yes, it does.
But they can do it, right? I mean, it's not illegal.
It's not illegal. It seems unethical.
All right, let me ask Saul this final question. I'm glad you called about this topic because I know it's got a lot of Rams fans scratching their heads today, and that is it less than one season in, is it now no longer enough to have pro football back in Los Angeles? Now you're not satisfied unless they're winning.
I think that's true.
Exactly.
I think that's true of every sports fan everywhere.
But even the changes they've made, the pickups in the drafts, I mean, you invested a first-rounder in Goff. You gave up a bunch for that. You got Todd Gurley. You have a great set of players, a great players who are Pro Bowl players, but they can't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
the coaching at this point.
It could be the coaching. Thank you for the call, Saul. Appreciate that. By the way, Allie, I just got bad news in my headphones. The Rams say you're no longer allowed on the sidelines of their games. I'm sorry.
See how they do?
Well, I'll just hang out with Eric Dickerson and watch other games.
Let's go to HB. Jamie's up next. She's on line one here on the Kevin DeBeat Show.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, guys. How are you? Hey, Allie.
Hi.
We are good.
I'm calling because, obviously, it's too late this year, but I think that next year you guys need to bring back the Kevin and Bean Christmas album.
You know what happened? And we haven't told a lot of people this. The last one that we made, we were banned from releasing.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
It was
Stop it.
It was too funny.
That's my guess. You think?
It may have been a little inappropriate.
A little racy.
But we made the Black album. We did. And it was funny. And we were not allowed to even reference it. I'm pretty sure I'm in trouble right now just for saying
wow.
that.
Oh,
yeah.
And how long ago was that?
Oh, that was 10 years.
Like, yeah. I mean, I can remember going and visiting you guys, getting the cassettes signed, and like going to my house, putting it in my cassette player.
Yeah.
There was one where,
okay,
I don't know, you guys were doing something, and it was backdoor Bull Return, and
what?
That ain't eggnog.
I don't have it. Yeah. That's not eggnog, was one of them.
Look, Jamie, I'm glad you called on this because we do get asked all the time this time of year.
Not eggnog.
There are still people who expect the Christmas album to come out, and they're confused that there isn't one. But there were two things that happened. One is CBS really started to get picky about the things that we were allowed to make fun of and the kind of content. They really clamped down on,
right.
You know, you put Mike Catherwood in front of a mic. He's going to say something that's funny, but not for everybody.
But funny.
And CBS kind of, they clamped down and said they wanted it to be for everybody. And that was thing one. Thing two is it just got too... It took too much time to negotiate the rights and everything like that for the they're parodies, you know, of the original songs and things like that. You still have to go through all the paperwork.
Because we didn't used to have to do any of that.
Exactly.
We just flew under the radar and no one cared.
So too many lawyers involved and too many people in programming who think they know what's funny and we don't. So they kind of beat it out of us. I'm sorry. We miss it, too. It was a really, really lot of fun. But but we do appreciate you still listening out there after all these years, okay?
Well, thanks, guys. I wish you guys could bring it back, but Merry Christmas.
So do we.
All
to
right.
you as well.
Happy holidays to you, and thanks for calling What's Good.
What's Good?
That was shoot across the...
I feel like they've got that handled.
We need a little extra cross, though.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:52.
Heard a report on the radio this morning about the most popular dog names in America, the new list that just came out.
F-U.
And Beyonce is on the list as one of the hottest names in America right now.
Sadly,
I was wondering what your guys' thoughts are on naming your dog Beyonce.
Oh, sadly, we're all out of time.
Oh.
Really? We lost Bean? Did we lose Bean?
No.
Hey, I'm still here.
Really,
really
enjoyed his commentary today.
I'm right here, you guys.
Listen, don't we generate enough bad radio on our own show that you don't need to borrow bad radio from other radio programs bring it to us?
No, this was on KNX. It was just a news report. They weren't doing a bit. They were just talking about the popular dog names in America. And I just thought it was weird that Beyonce, like, who would name their dog Beyonce? It doesn't seem like that's a compliment, does it?
I'm just glad. You know, a lot of people mock the media and the news organizations, but I'm glad that KNX is doing right by Americans and bringing us the hard-hitting stories like the most popular dog names.
Well, there's nothing else going on in America right now
Sweet
to cover.
Sweet Baby James.
All right, I can see I missed...
No wonder we live in a post-truth world.
I misread your interest in that poll, but
just,
okay.
You could have finished misread your interest. Just put a period there.
Rob is here with another look at the showbiz beat here on a Monday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Just real quick shout-out. If you work at KNX and you put together the most popular dog name in America segment, you just go ahead and check out. You're good. You can just take yourself out. That's fine.
You mean quit the job?
Whatever.
Okay.
However you want to interpret it. I'm just saying maybe your time here has come to an end.
The time at the station.
Right.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, good.
Are you kidding me? If you worked for a newsroom or a news organization and that came up, wouldn't at some point you have to smash your coffee mug against the wall?
No, because you know who responds? Bean.
That's true. I guess it's a bean world and we're just living in it,
that's
right?
That's correct.
That's nutty to me that would take up time on a news station.
Yeah, it was on the news. Bowie, a very popular name, too, with people missing late David Bowie.
I don't watch the news.
Because I'm a kid.
Maybe Kevin's right.
And I'm the smart one.
Easy. Easy. Hold on there.
You were just about to.
Pull back on the reins there, Trigger.
My bad. You go ahead.
Jiminy Cricket. It is Monday, so we look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Moana, number one, the second week in a row, $28.4 million came in number one. Then Fantastic Beasts and their various locations was number two at the box office, $18.5 million. Arrival, Allied, and Doctor Strange were the top five films this weekend. Trolls, Hacksaw Ridge, Bad Santa 2, Incarnate, the new horror movie, was the first, only new movie on the list this weekend at number nine, and then Almost Christmas at number 10. Aren't you surprised Bad Santa's not doing better?
Yeah.
Given the time of the year and the success that that film had initially, the first one?
Yeah, interesting.
I thought it would do better. What do I know? Kanye West is out of the hospital, but apparently isn't home yet.
Isn't home yet?
Yeah, he's not living with his wife, Kim Kardashian, and their children.
What is he doing?
He's getting outpatient care away from the home with supervision from some people who are keeping him away from the family so much as being with them.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it just struck me.
What?
He's a genius. He faked this whole thing to get away from the Kardashians. He's a free man. He got over the wall.
Because, baby, I'm awesome.
You are awesome.
Also.
Kanye.
I'm also awesome. Y'all know.
You sweet, sweet genius. It's a perfect plan. I'm crazy. And they take him away. And then he's like, yo, let me design some shoes. And it's just like. So, now he's got all the time in the world. Doesn't have any. Doesn't have Kris Jenner yammering at him or none of them. He's a free man.
Bro.
Right?
Didn't think of it. That's genius. He is a genius.
He is a genius. I stand corrected. He is awesome. Y'all know. Tonight's the night. Victoria's Secret Fashion Show airs on CBS. Make sure you have your DVRs ready if you're not going to watch live.
Because what pop star is going to be performing on this year's show, Ralph? They usually have one.
Wasn't it The Weeknd?
Oh, is that who it is?
I might have made that up.
Sounds good.
Boba Fett.
I think it was The Weeknd because he's dating Bella,
right?
Yeah.
Well, if you look carefully, you will also be able to catch Leonardo DiCaprio's new girlfriend.
Okay.
That's what the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show really is. It's just like a catalog for Leo.
He just walks in there.
Girlfriend catalog.
Picks.
Yeah. Leo's been known to date a model or two.
Yeah.
Including, you want just a roll call?
Please.
This is just a brief. This isn't all of them. I'm just going to hit the biggies.
It's an impressive list.
I'm going to hit the top five. I'll give you the top five.
All right.
Gisele Bündchen.
Sure.
Bar Raffaelli.
Sure.
Bridget Hall.
Right.
Kelly Rohrbach.
Yes.
Eva Herzegovia. Herzegova.
Yeah.
Well, his latest girlfriend, Georgia Fowler, will be in the lineup tonight. And apparently they couldn't be happier. Well, he couldn't. I don't know how she feels about it. But... You think he ever gets tired of supermodels?
No.
Really? Because he seems like a very thoughtful guy. Seems like the guy's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Politically, socially.
But he keeps moving with the girls.
That's
so maybe
true.
He does.
I guess he doesn't get bored. Maybe if he does get bored, then he just...
Yeah. Just goes back to another show and picks one up.
I just, you look at... the Clune dog, right? Look at my boy George. And he was a guy who said never going to get married, swore off, was not interested. And then he met this amazing woman who was ridiculously smart and evolved and engaged and plugged in and stuff. And she just blew his mind. And he was like, oh, now I get it. Now I see. I wonder if that'll happen for Leo, you think?
I don't know. He's been going a long time this way.
Look, who are we to judge, right?
Right.
It's not a bad life, I guess, if that's the one you're stuck with.
Movie star, Victoria's Secret models?
Yeah, I guess that fits. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Frankie Muniz, he's 31 years old today. Actress Jessica Pare turns 34. Comedian Margaret Cho. Sorry, I almost choked on comedian there. She's 48 years old today. And one of the guys who invented rock and roll, there was Chuck Berry, right?
Sure.
There was, I guess, Elvis you got to throw in there at the very beginning. And this guy, Little Richard. If you don't know Little Richard's work, you should check it out. Six of the videos. He was unbelievably brave for the time that he was coming coming up in.
Yeah, true.
Because he was on stage in makeup and pompadour hair and very flamboyant, and that was not the world we lived
in.
Did
not play well with a lot of folks.
Especially a black entertainer could go on stage and be sort of effeminate and flamboyant. Man, that was guts.
Yeah.
And then
he also rocked.
Fascinating life to be one of the biggest rock stars in the world and to walk away from it all and recommit to Jesus.
Yeah.
And only record gospel music for a long, long time.
Yep. Little Richard's 84 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Carolyn Torres from La Puente, doing the right thing, listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here this morning. Only today, because she won tickets to both nights on the floor to the sold-out K-Rock Almost Christmas 2016 this weekend at the Forum. How about that?
Pretty cool.
Your chance coming up in less than 1 hour from right now with Kat Corbett. By the way, speaking of Kat Corbett, just a quick aside. We got to try to get her in here a little bit early because I'm hearing that the argument that she is having with Dave the King of Mexico about the Love Actually movie.
It is heated.
I'm hearing it's close to fist.
Yes.
It's spilling over into the hallways.
Yeah, it's not good. Yeah.
It's very ugly. Apparently, Dave thinks that Andrew Lincoln's character in Love Actually is a dick, and Kat thinks it's the most romantic thing she's ever seen.
So we hope to broker peace?
Yes. I think we need to come some sort of compromise. If we could get her in a wee bit early today before her show, I would appreciate that.
All right, we will do that. Right now it's time for the Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. We were talking about people who have favorite numbers, and Bean said his favorite number was 2,735.
2,735. Oh, I love you.
That's because he didn't know what it means. He wouldn't love it if he did. Wait, what?
I think he said that out loud. Here's another one for Bean. This is about him having sex on a conference room table at work at one point.
Oh, geez.
Right?
So you're telling me that Bean was a barber back in the day, having sex on an office table? What?
That's Kevin's story. I don't remember it at all, by the way.
I'm sure you don't.
Bean, taking it. Yeah, do it. Yeah, taking it. Do it on the conference table. Damn, that's where business is supposed to be done, man. I like your style, man. You're going straight to the top with that kind of attitude, man. I like it. Right. Get it, man. Get it good. Get it. Get it. Smell it.
Oh.
Why did it turn so ugly?
Here's a really good question.
How is Bean's wife so charming and funny and is really good at conversation and cracking jokes? And then Bean is Bean. Like, did he murder her family or does he have something on her or, like, a tape hidden somewhere that he'll reveal if she ever tries to leave? What? I don't even get it.
Those are all great questions.
Look, I can't tell you how many times I get asked that question. Why?
Because your wife is funnier than you are.
Why is the wrong one of you on the
radio? And she's hot, too.
Right,
what
is
happening?
Okay, I married up. I get it.
Sunshine on Bean's vagina.
Okay.
Makes him creepy.
Did I walk into a roast or something? What's happening? Are people calling about nothing else?
I like Bean when he's had it.
It does seem Bean heavy.
It was Bean heavy.
It seemed a little Bean centric today. That's all.
Up to that point,
there's a whole world out there of other things people could be commenting on,
including the Zero Club.
Hey guys, so 5 a.m. wanted to be in the Zero Club. Ran out of gas on my way to work in a shady part of town. Ran out of gas. God damn it, Kevin.
Oh, it's your fault.
How is that my fault?
Because
running out of gas is not part of the Zero Club.
Yeah, you're
The king of the Zero Club, and you encourage people to take that risk that they might run out of gas.
This all comes from the fact that I make good decisions, and I remember things, and I'm sharp as a tack. And that's what this girl's calling about.
Hi, I'm calling to report a Kevin moment. So I just spent the last about 15 minutes trying to find my pajamas. I went through all my drawers. I went everywhere. I was in my hamper trying to figure out where the hell my pajamas are. And then I looked down and realized I already was wearing them.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, man.
You should get that fire alarm, Bean.
How's it going up there,
Bean? It's
coming
from your end.
You okay?
Oh, you think it's on my side?
Oh, it is. I just turned it down.
Yep.
Huh. That's all you.
All right, I'm just going to see what I can do about that.
Okay.
Christmas songs that I hate. Mine's a little drummer boy. Come, we found him. Shut the hell up! Oof.
We introduce people to Mary Did You Know?
Mary Did You Know? Mary Did You Know? Hashtag cool Jesus.
She even has a cool hashtag.
That's the Christmas song that needs to be written is Mary Did You Nope.
Bean, did you know that you're just a dick and no one wants your fruitcake? Bean, did you know that we think that you deserve to fall off the stage? Boom!
That's hurtful, sir.
Kevin, did you know that when you talk, you sound just like a lush? And Garmin, did you know your silly voices would make us laugh so much? Allie, did you know that milk and cheese would give you nasty poo? And Baxter, did you know the Edmund Fitzgerald wreck would end up wrecking you?
Happy holidays, mofos.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
That is touching.
I'm not positive why the King of Mexico called the Afro line. I do know what he's speaking of. The McRib is back.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Here we go.
It's pretty good.
What is McRib love?
I don't know what the meat is.
I assume it's
ribs.
Yep. Hey, Kevin and Bean, it's Dave, the King of Mexico. After a week of searching, I finally found a McRib, and now I'm going to enjoy it with you on the phone.
Oh.
Mmm. Oh, yeah. Mmm, that's barbecue goodness. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm, that was a crunchy onion. Mmm, sweet pickle. I'll put the phone down. I'm going to finish this up. All right, toodles.
Are we all thinking the same thing now?
Nope.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on!
Oh. Mm, that's barbecue goodness.
Oh, mm-hmm. Come on.
What?
That was a crunchy onion.
Oh.
Mmm, sweet pickle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a sweet pickle.
I'll put the phone down. I'm going to finish this up. All right, toodles.
Oh. Smell it. I hate all of you so much.
Merry Christmas.
What about Love Actually?
I feel it in my fingers.
Right?
I feel it in my toes.
Classic Hollywood Halloween. Wow.
Christmas is not starting well.
That's right. It is Christmas. It is a holiday classic.
What's happening to you, Bean?
It came out about, you know, the Seahawks game was on very late last night. I'm very tired.
This living in Central time
is very difficult for me. It is it's a holiday classic. It came out about 15 years ago or so, and it's an amazing, amazing movie. If you've never seen Love Actually, and what a cast, ladies. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
And Liam Neeson.
What?
Emma Thompson. And
Keira Knightley.
Christmas fail,
everyone.
Kevin. Christmas fail.
Christmas fail. It's a great movie. And this is Andrew Lincoln, who now, of course, is Rick on The Walking Dead, and everyone knows and loves him. But back then, he was just getting started. He looks so young in this movie. And he plays a creepy stalker in this film who
Wrong.
Ought to be arrested.
No, incorrect.
And ought to end up in jail.
Absolutely
okay, that's one
true.
Side. Kat,
all right,
how would you describe it?
Let's set up the scene, though.
Yeah.
What are we talking
about?
Well,
set up all the scenes, then. You can't just go to the scene where you think he's creepy, because a lot precedes that.
Oh, my God.
Allie, why don't you just...
All right, here's the deal. There's this guy, and he gets married, and it's Keira Knightley and this other dude. They get married.
This other dude who's, what's his face? Chiwetel Ejiofor guy.
Oh, is it really?
Yes,
what's
it is.
That's
never
who that
occurred
is.
Occurred to
yeah.
me that that's who he was.
Yep,
yeah,
that's who it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, he's quite the actor.
Stay
yeah.
on target.
So they get married, but his best friend, Mark, always has this attitude towards Juliet, Keira Knightley.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just a dick to her, and she can't figure it out, he can't figure it out, whatever. So what happens is, she shows up at his house unannounced saying, I know that you recorded some of the wedding, none of our video came out, I saw you recording, can I have some of it?
Uh-huh.
Finally, he's like, no, I can't find it. I looked for it, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, is this it? And it's like, wedding, Juliet and whatever. And they look at the video, and she slowly realizes, watching it, oh, this video is all me. Like, he's only shooting
creepy.
These close-ups of
he
me.
He crops out his best friend
yes.
at his best friend's wedding.
So she kind of gets this, oh, my God,
He doesn't hate me.
He's been pushing me away. Because he actually loved me.
Okay, now where does the conflict come in?
Well, because he is forced, you know, this is the fait accompli. Oh, yeah. The video has been found.
Right. Yeah.
He's been discovered. He's been outed. Mm-hmm. How does he follow it up?
Right.
Yeah, because he leaves. He's like, I can't. I've got to go to work. I've got to leave. There's no closure. There's no discussion.
Okay.
Is she going to go and tell her husband, like, dude, your best friend, what a creep. Like, what does he do?
So he's forced to acknowledge this moment, because if he doesn't acknowledge this moment, before I get there, if he doesn't acknowledge this moment right now and just say, yes, this is the deal, mm-hmm. the sequel to Love Actually 2 is when Andrew Lincoln would murder Keira Knightley and the other guy.
Yeah,
and that
sure.
would not be a good sequel.
It's not as good.
I mean, I'd still watch it.
Right? But it's just
but
not.
I
he
it.
Had to come out and tell her. He also had to free himself from it.
Yes.
Okay.
Closure.
Where's the disagreement? Dave?
Okay, here's what he does. So he goes over to his best friend's house, who's married to this woman,
mm-hmm.
rings the doorbell, and then proceeds to show her these cue cards while playing a Christmas Carol because yeah. he wants to hide it from his best friend,
yes.
who's married
so
to this
says,
woman.
So she says, there's carolers here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
he's like,
so,
I don't want to come
let's
down.
Let's lie to my best friend. Here we are. And then he...
Let me creep on his wife.
Yeah,
by,
he professes
by holding
his love
it.
By holding cue cards, saying, "To me, you are perfect." Blah blah blah. Whatever. And then, oh my God!
Wait,
such
I will
a dick.
Give you this.
He's
he shouldn't. He shouldn't have gone to the residence. That was a.
Okay.
That was like
one, strike one,
yeah.
Dick.
I'll give you that.
Then strike two. He lies to his best friend, and then he says, "You are perfect." And then he walks away. And what does she do? She chases him, gives him a kiss on the lips.
Yes.
That on
was,
the lips.
That was their closure
saying, yeah, okay.
Now
so
it's
what,
done.
What I know from women everywhere is that they like they
you
like
know
it.
Women
wait, hold on, hold
what?
On. They like it when
hose and
when their husbands get mm-hmm. kissed by other women. No
on
matter
the lips.
On the lips, no matter uh-huh. what the situation, they love that, right?
Here's
so,
the thing.
Yeah,
he went there
especially if it's your best friend, it, yeah. Andrew
he
Lincoln,
went there to
Mark,
remedy
Dick.
The whole
there's no
situation.
Remedy. You know what you do?
He went there
you suck it
to...
up. You say, damn, I love her. Oh, well, too bad.
No,
she's married.
At the very end, he said, enough.
Enough.
He said his piece.
Yeah,
enough
because I'm a dick and I should stop.
No, enough because he would have led his whole life being a dick to her.
He doesn't have to be a dick to her. He's the dick for being a dick to her, one.
The heart wants what the heart wants, dude. You cannot stop that.
Yeah, even if it's your best friend's wife.
You
that
he never went after her. He was found out because of the video.
Okay.
He was
so
going
to
continue
profess-
being a jerk forever.
So he has
and
to
that would have then ruined all three of their relationships.
I don't even have to talk.
Yeah, how long
you guys
do you think he would remain best
right
friends
now.
With his friend over the years if he never
if,
said anything?
If he was like,
he
does, why does
he's
my
not
best
remain
friend
best
hate
friends.
My girlfriend?
If he finds out, they're not best friends anymore. Because no. he professes love to his wife.
So it's that guy's wife, and he should have said nothing forever.
He should have said
nothing. It sounds like it was a complete accident that it got out.
Yes,
it doesn't matter if it was an accident. It doesn't matter.
So you're going to pretend like nothing happened? Like,
yes!
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, all right. Back to normal.
I'm sorry there were two of you?
I'm going to be a dick again.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Here's a video of me creeping on you and totally cutting out and being the worst cameraman ever, by the way, at a wedding.
Which
and
she
was
wasn't
never
creeping on her.
It was lovely.
Oh, so she was never supposed to find it, so it's okay.
It was lovely. He was like, he was just kind of like seeing her beauty at the wedding
focusing
on
when
it.
When he was supposed to be doing a job by filming it and
he wasn't the videographer.
So okay. Right.
Kids, you're both just awful.
Guys, I think what's happening here is this seems to be completely along sex lines.
Boys
are all on one side, girls are all on the other. What can we learn from that? Is it that the women just want to be Keira Knightley? They want somebody to profess that kind of love, that kind of unrequited love. Is that the attraction to you guys? Is that you wish somebody would do that to you?
I don't know. I think it was like it was such a bold and ballsy move to actually kind of say something, even though he had to, and the way he said it, and it was just...
But it wasn't a crappy thing to do to his best friend by
hey,
showing
best
up
mate,
and,
I love your woman.
Skeeving on his wife? I mean, seriously.
He wasn't skeeving on her. He was closing any feeling.
He said enough, and he was satisfied, and he walked away from that. Otherwise, their friendship would have just completely fallen apart, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, Kat.
Death
We're
stabbings.
Right. I mean, it's just it's ridiculous how right we are without having to raise our voice, like Dave, who thinks, if I'm louder, I'm correct.
Well, I hate always being right and just like you guys never listen.
Well, all the time you know
I go whisper it, I'm still right.
right.
All the women Dave knows. All
so,
of them.
So, Kat, yes. if the sexes were reversed in this and you had a husband, I know that's not likely to happen, but if you had a husband.
How dare you.
And then your best friend said to your husband, oh, my God, I've always loved you. I'll love you forever. I'll never stop loving you. I mean, you would be cool with that?
And then, no. he kisses her on the lips. Boom.
Listen, I was a psychology major. Fine, I got kicked out of college, but I was a psychology major. Anyway.
For like 3 months.
I got kicked out twice. Let's move on. Right. You know what? I don't expect the relationship to be like, oh, that was awesome. I get why you love my wife. She's amazing. That's not it. I mean, it just has to be it has nothing even to do with the best friend.
Rick, oh, has a Andrew, lot to do with the best friend.
Andrew Lincoln would have exploded. He would have imploded. Has anybody ever had a mad crush on someone so much that you cannot even do anything anymore?
All right.
Don't know?
Let's let Stephen. We seem to be deadlocked here in the room. Let's let Stephen have the final word. He's on line one, please, calling from Whittier. He's going to sum this up for us.
Hey, Stephen.
No one cares!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:36.
Sounded good, you guys.
Yes, it did.
I'm not going to lie. I love Christmas music. I love Christmas music. You guys probably didn't know that.
Okay, really? You hadn't mentioned it.
But I really enjoyed
it. Remember when Bean was here?
We're on the sled down the hill to Christmas Town.
Yes, we are.
We have no breaks.
Remember when Bean was talking about doing a podcast where he would play a different Christmas song and explain it?
Bean has a lot of fantasy ideas that he floats that never quite come to fruition for some reason.
I'd be so good at that.
I'm very busy. I have to restock the chocolate milk fridge. I have to categorize my map collection.
Look, I got a lot of things going on.
No, you don't. You have nothing going on.
I have a lot of things that I would like to do. You are right about that. I do.
I'm with the stop it guy.
All right. Rob is here with our final look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Monday morning Kevin and Bean Show. What is new? What is happening? What's the latest?
I have breaking news.
Whoa.
Because as you know, we are live, local, and late breaking.
Are we?
Yes.
Okay.
Here on the Kevin and Bean Show. So here it is.
And now... A breaking news bulletin.
This is a breaking news bulletin. This is breaking news. I am breaking in to the show.
And now a breaking news bulletin.
With a breaking news bulletin.
Right.
So what would whatever we normally be playing here, I'm going to interrupt that.
Oh, my God. What?
What would normally be playing here is...
local, late breaking.
Live, local, and late breaking.
Live, local, late breaking.
Local and late breaking. I'm live.
What would normally be happening here is you would be doing the showbiz.
But instead of that,
right.
I'm going to give you some live,
okay.
local,
right.
late-breaking news.
All right.
In a breaking news bulletin.
Right. And that is...
Timpani, please. The Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences has just named their host for this year's Oscar telecast...
Be Real!
Is it Be Real?
It is not. It's a gentleman we like to call...
The Louisiana Creeper...
Not the Louisiana Creeper at all. In fact, the
Jesus.
Host, this is not Jesus this year.
Flavor Flav!
Nope.
Johnny Asshole.
Flav got passed over. Johnny also
Charlie
did not get the nod. Charlie is not available.
Is he a Puig?
Puig, I believe, is not also going to be available
Biggie,
for that.
Biggie Smalls is the illest.
He may be the illest, but he is not the host.
Hi, it's Kat.
Nope, not Kat.
Turd Ferguson.
It was going to be Kat, but then she had that... wrong-headed idea about Love Actually.
And so she was correct.
That put her right out of the running. People in the Academy said, well, she doesn't know anything about film, so she's not eligible.
Mm. What about
the son of Flubber?
No.
Neither. Professor Pippi P. Poopy Pants.
No. Flubber Senior, nor Junior, nor Professor Poopy Pants.
Farrah Abramson?
All the names played at once there are also not going to be it. In fact, the host of this year's Oscar telecast will be...
Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz.
They are both very dead.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
No.
Vin Diesel.
Vin has not been tapped.
Would you all welcome Scott Baio?
No, this year, instead of Scott Baio, this year's Oscar telecast host will be...
The world's greatest mouse, Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, I wish. Wouldn't that be the best?
That would be the best.
It would be the greatest Oscars ever.
Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne.
No. In lieu of Jason or Chuck E., it is going to be...
Better Than Ezra.
No, they are not going to be hosting a telecast this year.
Steve.
Steve is not available.
Eagle Eye Cherry.
Nope. Also not the host.
Lit. Does he?
No, she was not tapped this
Pop
year.
Pop star Taylor Swift.
No.
Hugo
God, no.
Weaving.
No, Hugo not in the top five this year.
D's nuts.
D's not available.
However, you know who is available?
Fan Bing Bing.
And apparently doing it, not Fan Bing Bing.
Joe Millionaire.
Joe Millionaire not on.
Demi Lovato.
She will not be the host.
Ken Bone.
Nope.
Oh, I got it. I got it. I got it.
Count Smokey Love.
Oh, in fact, he wasn't even in the running, according
Lady
to.
Gaga!
Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga also not, not available.
Crooked Hillary Clinton.
No, nope, that would be Hillary something. Would be a great host, but she was not asked this year by the Academy.
Rather, does he?
The Academy has confirmed as of this morning that their host, in fact, will be.
Hi, it's Kip Kapilski here.
Not Kip Kapilski.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
No, that'd be great.
That would be good.
Hello. I'm Hollywood treasure Jerry O'Connell.
No, Jerry did not make the list this year.
I'm out.
In fact, it is...
It's Tim, Jed the Fish.
Not Jed the Fish. This year's host of the Academy Awards telecast is going to be...
I'm Tila Tequila.
Not Tila Tequila. She's a Nazi.
Mohinder?
Mohinder? No. He's still trying to find the heroes and their mutant powers.
Zach Efron.
No, Zach did not make the cut. This year's Oscar.
Angela Lansbury.
The telecast host, the lovely Ms. Lansbury, although she has been on the Tonys, will not be on the Oscars this year. Meatloaf apparently will be touring, not available.
Pop no. music star, Falco.
Falco also passed away sometime ago.
Jean-Claude Van Johnson.
No, he is not a real person.
This Liquid Larry.
Larry, I believe, will be attending this year, but will not be hosting.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
Amy, not also not on the list.
Rats Scabies?
No, the Academy has nominated, not only nominated, but confirmed that this year's Oscar host will be...
Some goofball in a hat.
No,
a red shirt.
Not a goofball in a hat or a red shirt. It'll be a gentleman.
Ron Jeremy.
Named, not Ron Jeremy.
Cato Kaelin.
Cato Kaelin also not going to be the host.
MC Hammer.
MC Hammer shan't.
That would be great.
Butthole Pucker.
Butthole Pucker, mm-hmm. Not available.
Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man.
Not him either.
This a year's, turd tornado.
This host will not be a turd tornado.
That boy.
Nope. Sturgill Simpson. The Oscars ceremony this year will be hosted by...
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Huell Howser.
Sadly, Huell no longer available.
Alexander the Great.
No.
That would be something, wouldn't it?
Quite the coup.
He is an ancient figure from history.
Abraham Lincoln.
Also ancient and dead.
Right. Becky with the good hair?
No, Becky not available, though she may be working in the makeup and hair department this year.
Stanley?
Did not make the cut.
Flea?
Not hosting this year's.
Tokyo Tony.
Tokyo Tony did not make the list for this year's.
Hugo Weaving.
We already said Hugo Weaving. Once you start repeating, then you cannot play anymore.
I didn't realize we already hit that one.
You cannot play anymore once you repeat.
All right, I've
You've ruined
it.
The game.
Von Miller!
You've ruined the game.
Carl Peter Murgatroyd.
This year's Oscar host will be...
The Riddler?
No. Timpani, please.
Peter Murgatroyd?
Stop. You said that already.
I swear to God.
You cannot repeat it.
Peggy Noonan.
Not Peggy Noonan. It'll be...
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Host for this year's ceremony.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Paul?
Misha!
Sister Sledge.
Oh, good guess.
Jimmy Kimmel.
No. What are you going to... Tell us who it is.
I got it in.
What?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh.
I said it. Right there. Just now.
That's who's hosting the Oscars?
Jimmy Kimmel's hosting
that's
the Oscars.
That's your comedy guest that you're throwing in onto the pile?
Jimmy Kimmel will be the host of this year's Oscars, according to ABC and the Academy. They confirmed it just this morning. Our buddy Jimmy Kimmel will be hosting the Oscars.
Wow. That's disappointing.
Oh, my God.
That's a lackluster reaction from the room, quite frankly.
I just thought after all the build-up, that would be funny. Yeah.
He'll be great.
He'll be great.
He will
He'll be
great.
Fantastic. He's great at every show he hosts.
He is.
You know what he's especially good at, too, is people
hosting,
get angry at him.
Hosting things?
Yeah, when people get angry at him for saying things, he just dives in after them, and I love it.
Yeah.
So good choice.
Congratulations, Jimmy.
So none of our guesses were correct.
People are exhausting.
Right.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
Again, please. What just happened?
I was debating between doing the movie list and the celebrity birthday list, and they both came out at the same time.
Okay.
So that was wrong. Real quickly, your top 10 movies at the box office, because it is Monday. Moana, number one with $28.4 million. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Arrival, Allied, Doctor Strange, top five movies. Trolls, Hacksaw Ridge, Bad Santa 2. The only new movie on the list is Incarnate, the horror movie with the kid from Gotham. Ninth on the list, and then Almost Christmas, the rest of the top 10. Today's celebrity birthdays, Frankie Muniz, Malcolm from the Middle. He's 31.
I don't want to know about bad things at all.
No, it's a different Frankie.
I can't take it anymore.
Nope. That's not Frankie. Not the same Frankie. Nope. That's
not different guy.
Not the Frankie we're referring to. Still, three clips later, still not the same Frankie.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Jessica Parade's 34. Comedienne Margaret Cho is 38 years old today. And architect of rock and roll, one of the originals, legend, Little Richard's 84 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Take your help on your drive home today. Listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour here on K-Rock, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We've got comedian Louis Black. I wonder if he'll
have... I can't believe he's going to do a show of this caliber.
We have Joe Buck, sports announcer in studio.
The worst.
And
right?
Joe Buck is awesome, first of all. He's great at his job.
He's a ceaseless nightmare.
And we had him on the program a couple of months ago, and he was a fantastic and entertaining guest.
And Eli's looking at his wide receiver there with what I don't believe is love. Bite me, you smug prick.
Why are you trying to unbook our show?
I'm not. Bring him. Let him. You guys love him. Talk to him. Also, I'm telling you, I'll be sulking in the other room.
Also, tickets to both nights on the floor for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas as well tomorrow morning.